safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, 100, spit it out your mouth.
Welcome everybody to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. K1's your internet radio, you dig. I'm your host, Blizzard Man. Once again, salute. We ain't here, bitches. Yes. Another installment of K1's your internet radio, you dig. Of course, we're the station that brings you great indie music and great discussions, great straight-up talk. You feel me? If you didn't know, K1's Internet Radio is short for Keep It 100. Please keep it 100. That's the only rule I got on the show. I haven't said that in a long time, but let me reiterate myself. Pay attention. K1's Internet Radio is of course, a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. I'm the boss around them parts. What did I say? Boss. And that leads me to tonight's topic. You feel me? What makes you a boss? What makes you a boss? The problem is we got too many people that saying they're boss and they're not a boss. I might not even be a boss. Depends on who you asking. But tonight, I plan on setting some absolute 100% ironclad ground rules about what, in fact, you must have before you go around claiming yourself to be a motherfucking boss. This shit ain't rocket science, ladies and gentlemen. Now, of course, we're going to have people who've got an opinion one way, people who've got an opinion the other way. Some people have higher standards. You know, rich people who are insanely rich are going to say, you ain't a boss unless you got, you know, $1 million. Or you ain't a boss unless you got, you know, employees that you got on payroll. You know what I mean? You're going to have people from the hood and say, shit, you can be a motherfucking boss in your own motherfucking hood. Nick, fuck what you talking about, nigga. You got a problem with you. We don't know what's going to happen tonight. But we do know it's an epidemic. It's a serious, serious fucking epidemic that's going on right now with the use of the word boss. All right? And I'm going to clear it up tonight on K1's Internet Radio, man. You feel me? Shout out to everybody that's already on the phone lines. Must be a touchy subject. As I drink my Ciroc, peach flavored, don't judge me. Hold on a second. Let me take a sip. Whew. Already got people that want to chime in. 843, you will be up first. But first, let me go ahead and run this down. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. That's the site that you can go to get to the show. Also, you can hit up www.chainlessentertainment.com. Once again, chainlessentertainment.com. Hit us up. That's the parent site. You can also stream and listen to the show live from there or listen to the replays live from there. You can also subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. It's totally free. It doesn't cost you anything. If you use iTunes, if you have an iPad, iPod, use a Mac, use a PC with iTunes, whatever, and it's how you load your music up. That's how you stay in, you know, get your new music or whatever. If you just use the iTunes software and you're online and you often frequent the iTunes store, please, by all means, totally free. Doesn't cost you anything. It costs about takes about 5 seconds to do. Not even that long. Just go to the podcast section, type in K100. When you see the middle finger, that is indeed us. Hit that subscribe button, and it'll tell you right there, in parentheses, I'm not lying to you, it says free subscription. We don't charge anything to give you information, to give you good music. We just want you to support us. That's all. And if you like what you hear, keep listening and retweet and post up and send an email, a text, a friend, whatever. Just show us some love and support us like we support the indie artists and the other people who call into the show. All right? So, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, Chainless Entertainment. Follow us on Twitter. You can follow me personally at Blizzum. At Blizzum. I'm the host once again. Shouts out to me. B-L-I-Z-M. At Blizzum. Also, you can follow the show. You know, if you don't want to be like, fuck Blizzum. I like the show, but he's an ass. Well, fine. That's cool. We just want you to show love to the show. All right? Just show love to the show. At K100 underscore radio. The letter K, the number 100 underscore radio. Real quick, if you're an artist and you know anyone that's an artist and you want to get your music sent to K100 Internet Radio for the Ill or Kill or Subway segments, please send your music into K100radio@gmail.com. That's the letter K, the number 100radio@gmail.com, all right? Send that in to us ASAP, all right? And we'll get you in line to get on. Now the show's too popular. I can't tell you. You'll be on the next one. I can't guarantee you'll be on the next Ill or Kill, but you will be on Ill or Kill. But at this point, it's grown massively, and we just have to take them in the order they received. And of course, by who supports the show. All right, so we'll send us some music in the MP3 format, and we'll see you back in email blast, and then you'll have all the pertinent information inside that email. All right, k100radio@gmail.com. All right, let's go ahead and get to it. You dig episode 246. Once again, like to welcome everybody to that's on the phone line. Shouts out to the 843 already on deck, 856 already on deck, 269 already on deck, 404 already on deck, 850 already on deck, 904 already on deck, 718 already on deck, 678 already on deck. So a lot of people must have an issue with what I'm about to say tonight. A lot of people must have an issue about what I'm going to say tonight. Episode 246, what makes you a boss? I'm going to read this and then I'm going straight to the phone lines, all right? Let's jump right into it, you dig? Lego. So, in the endless cycle of continually morphing terms of slang in our Ebonic language, there has yet again emerged a new use for an old word. Yes, people, once again, we have taken a word from the English language and made it into what we deem it to mean. It's a common word, one you probably learned in second grade, maybe third. The word is boss. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, boss. The word boss has been jacked. It's been jacked, chopped, and screwed, and filtered through the proverbial hip-hop cycle, and then mixed back into the English language via Ebonics to mean all kinds of shit. But that's what we do in our culture, right? That's what we do. That's what black people do. Not even black people. Just people that's just, in this culture. This new age, Generation X, hip-hop, Generation Y, too. I don't even know if this, the next generation, whatever generation after X, all of us after X. We started this shit and everybody just following suit. All right? This slang and everything that we got going on, you feel me? We've done this before with other words. You know what I mean? This is not the first time we took a word, chopped and screwed it, and mixed it back into the language to mean what the fuck we want it to mean. Boss is just one of the latest ones. You feel me? Some of this, you know, Ricky Rose. Ricky Rose, you have to take a blame for some of this, Ricky Rose. You are not, you are culpable, okay? But we'll get into that. Ricky Rose has a lot to do with what I'm going to be talking about tonight. I'm just saying, all right? But anyway, it's just like we started doing with a couple other words, you feel me? We started applying it to things that it should never even be applied to. We did it with the word hate. We did it with pimp. We did it with bitch. We did it with whore. We take these words and then we chop them and screw them and mix them up and then we put them back and filter them out to shit that we feel like we think it is, you know. I'm a boss because I got 24s on my motherfucking car. I can't tell. So this is the whole point of the show tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We got to find out and set some ground rules as to what the fuck a boss is. I'm not going to be the person that, I'm not the say all. Who am I? I'm just Blizzum. I'm just the host of the show. But what I do have is a phone line full of people, and it's probably going to get more and more people, you know, as the show goes on, all right? And we're going to ask the people what the fuck a boss is in their eyes. And then we're going to have to come to some kind of general consensus, because the shit is crazy. It's just like people misusing the fucking word hate. People always say, I got haters. You hating me, huh? You know, what do you got to hate on? Motherfucker, you broke, you live with your mama, you ain't got no, what the fuck are people hating on you about? People have just hijacked the word hate, and just like they've hijacked the word boss. We did it with nigger, we did it with bitch, we did it with hoe. We just hijack words and just start reusing them and shit. And just take what they really mean out of the equation. But we can't, we gotta stop somewhere. We gotta stop. Alright. We gotta have some fucking ground rules about this shit. And that's what we're here to do tonight on K1 Internet Radio. Absolutely positively, right? So to put it short, boss is a new word used by many to describe themselves that they never should use to describe themselves. Now, I hope you follow me, people. What makes someone a boss in the real world, I guess that doesn't apply to the hip-hop world, or even in the hood, for that matter. Once again, we run amok with the overuse and ridiculousness of it all. You feel me? Using this new slang term. Now everybody claims they're a boss, but the question is, what the hell does a boss entail? What does that mean when you say you're a boss? What does that mean? When you say you're a boss, what does that mean? When you say you're a boss, it should be automatically some things that we're going to establish tonight that you already have going on before you fucking claiming you're a boss. It's the point of the show. 347-934-0966. It's just a couple of questions I got for you. Like, how much money do you have to be a boss? Do you have to be popular to be a boss? Can you make yourself a boss? Or is this shit like the mafia where you have to be made a boss by somebody that's already a motherfucking boss? It's rules and regulations to everything, ladies and gentlemen. And we got to establish this shit right now before it gets out of control. It's already out of control. We're running amok with it already. But we got to stop it. These motherfucking rappers and these motherfucking niggas in the streets and these fucking females with three baby daddies, and just because they got their goddamn income tax check, got some new outfits and shit, claiming they're bosses. All this shit, stop. Ladies and gentlemen, I have put this weight and burden on my shoulders with the help of the K100 fam. Shouts out to y'all. What we're going to do tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to end the shenanigans. We're going to put a stop to the madness, all right? And I need your help. I can't be the say-all, because then they're going to say, nigga, who the fuck is you? You just some fucking internet radio show host. Nigga, you don't even have a real job. So if I just say, I made these rules up, it won't work. I need the people, the listeners, the people, to help me out, ladies and gentlemen. So that's what we're going to do here tonight on K1's Internet Radio. All right? We're going to determine what the fuck a boss is. We're going to lay some ground rules. I'm going to open the phone lines and ask people what you think makes a boss. You feel what I'm saying? All right? This is getting out of hand. It really is. As I sip my peach Ciroc that's marketed and promoted by Diddy, who's, I guess he's a boss. I hated to say Diddy ain't a boss, wouldn't I? Diddy has to be a boss. Okay? Let's go ahead and say people that we know are bosses. I would go so far as, even though I'm not a fan of Diddy's music, Diddy has to be considered a boss. Let's set the standards. Okay? Super bosses, mid-level bosses, street level bosses. Do we got categories of bosses? I don't fucking know. This is gonna be more difficult than I thought. Let me go to the phone lines real quick. 843-696. What's popping? Who's this?
Billy Bad Phoenix, man. What's happening, bro?
Homie, what's happening?
First time in a long time. I'm the first one on deck.
Yeah. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. Please, ladies and gentlemen, if you're on the phone lines, I know you wanted to listen to me, but tonight I really need your help. This is kind of like Ill or Kill. Call us tonight. You feel me? So if you're listening to me, if you're within earshot of me and you're listening to the show, please, by all means, please hit the number one. You know what I mean? If you listen to me on the internet, call in 347-934-0966. I need your help. I cannot be the person to establish the rules of what a boss is. There are going to be people who are going to say, what the fuck does this nigga know about being a boss? I'm not rich. Okay? But I don't know. Am I a boss? Can I just randomly say I'm a boss? Let me ask Billy Bad Phoenix. Billy Bad Phoenix, let's go ahead and go. Let's see what the people think. Okay, homie. In your opinion, what makes somebody a boss? Real quick, and then we'll get into the specifics. But what makes somebody a boss to you, man?
What makes somebody a boss? I mean, it's basically, you know, it all starts out with money. It has to start out with money. It got to start out with money. You know, it goes back to the money, power, respect song. You know what I'm saying? First you get the money, then you get the power. When you get the power, you get the respect. So that's what makes initially somebody a boss. You know, when you have the money to basically do what you want, and not necessarily get away with it, but do what you want with it. And, you know, you have other people under you to do your work for you and stuff like that. I mean, overall, general consensus, that makes somebody a boss.
So you have to be... You're basing it on money. First of all, you off the rip, you said money. So you're basing it on how much money somebody has that makes them a boss.
It has to be on a money level, you know.
What about somebody that's really about their business and they're just starting up and they haven't got wealthy yet, but they're handling their business in a boss fashion? Would you call them a boss?
If they handle their sense in a boss fashion, I mean, it doesn't necessarily make them a boss, but it puts them up there, you know. It doesn't give them the same type of...
What is there? What is up there?
If you're handling your business in a boss manner, basically you're giving your boss, your initial boss, the impression that, hey, somewhere down the line, I'm going to look at this person and I'm going to say, hey, you get to take up the reins, you know. Uh-huh. And that's basically saying, like, okay, you're like the captain of the team before you can be the head coach.
Okay, but you're not the boss then. You're not the boss.
No, not really, no. You have some authority, but you don't have authority to really, you know, exert all that.
What about rappers? Can rappers be bosses? Let's just cut to the motherfucking chase. Can rappers be boss? Name me a boss rapper. Name me a rapper who's a boss to you right now. This is what.
If he doesn't own his own label, then he's not a boss. I mean, any rapper can say that they're a boss. They could be a boss on some. They could be a boss somewhere else.
Hold on.
If they don't own their own label, no, I'm saying if they own their own label, a rapper alone is not a boss. He has to have some type of thing going on, some type of business going on. He has to have somebody under him. He has to have subordinates. You know, like for example, if Young Jeezy, before he started CTE, you know what I'm saying, if he had just, like, people under him, like, you know, in his video, they're, like, his actual associates that, you know, that he can give orders to, then yes, he would be a boss. But if you don't have nobody under you, you have no subordinates, you have no type of clout at all, you're just an up-and-coming rapper just saying, hey, I'm a boss, like that one song with Rick Ross and the other dude, I mean, you're not a boss.
What's the
you're
other?
Basically saying what, you're basically saying what you're wanting to do once you become an owner.
Uh-huh.
You're giving yourself that confidence, which there's nothing wrong with that, but, you know, you're not a boss if you don't have nothing to...
This is where people are gonna, especially in the entertainment. And of course, a lot of my stuff I be talking. But this, please, ladies and gentlemen, don't seclude this to just the entertainment. We talking about entertainment people. But we also talking about niggas in the streets who be out here on Facebook and Twitter saying they're a boss, and these motherfuckers are broke. They ain't got no motherfucking money. I don't understand how you gonna be a boss and you ain't got no money, and you broke as fuck. That's also, you know. People are gonna jump all on that right there. That's the first thing. So I understand what you're saying about having money. How much money is to be determined? I don't know. You feel what I'm saying? I also feel like you can't be a boss if you don't handle your business in a professional manner, also from a legal manner. Which means even if you do say you got your own label, you know what I mean? If you're an indie rapper, I'm keeping it here, but I don't want to stay here. But I want everybody that's on the phone lines to just talk about. Just people in the streets or friends that they know, whoever. You know what I'm saying? But if you are going to talk from a rap standpoint, a music standpoint, if you are going to claim that you're a boss, then I feel like you, A, should at least, like you said, own your own label and through your own imprint, own your own masters. You know what I'm saying? Be able, you know, have other people up under you, you feel me, that do things that you ask them to do. You feel me? I don't know about orders because, you know what I'm saying, unless you're paying somebody, you can't give people orders. But sometimes people have followers that even if they're not paying them, they still do what they ask because they are fucking with that person the long way and they are a follower and they really kind of are a subordinate. But if you ain't really paying them, I don't know about barking orders. I have people do things for me. I don't bark orders to them because I'm not paying them. But I do have a team of people that's associated with Chains Entertainment and they go hard for me and they promote and they do stuff for me. You feel me? You know what I mean? I don't necessarily want to categorize them as my subordinates. At this particular point, I am, you feel me, a person that would say I am the boss of my own label. Now, some people may say, "Oh, Obelism, you're not really a boss because you know you ain't got a major record deal, or blah 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 blah, whatever." You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm here to determine. You feel me? Myself is a shine. I can put myself on blast right now and put myself on Front Street before I put anybody else on Front Street. I'm gonna do that off the rip. I'm going to say, yeah, do I consider myself a boss? I'm going to say yes. Why? Because I own my own label. I put myself out and my product out on my own label with my own money and other artists out up under my label with my own money. I'm a legal business. I own an internet radio show, also a magazine. A lot of y'all people don't know that because it hasn't died down for a while, but I still own Crossfade Magazine. You feel me? I own two or three different entities up under my business that's up under the business that I actually file taxes on separately. So I handle myself in a professional manner. You feel me? I'm pretty much in good standing with people in the community that I'm dealing with or whatever. And as a man, I'm also handling my responsibilities. You know what I'm saying? I have a source of income. I don't live with my mom. I take care of my kids. I drive my own, taking care of me, but me financially. At this point in my life, I feel like I'm a boss.
Yeah.
Now, there are some people who will refute that. There, especially in the music industry, they will say, you're not a boss. You're not a boss because I've never heard of you and I don't know you and you're not affiliated with this person or that person, blah, 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 what have you. You feel what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, somebody like me, you can't tell me shit. I may not be a boss like Diddy because my brand ain't as huge as The Rock and Sean John and Bad Boy, but I am also a boss in my own rights. Now, this is what we got to clear up. Because my whole point is people have taken the term boss and just randomly run amok saying it in their rap, saying it in their fucking Facebook posts and tweets and shit. You feel what I'm saying? And they don't own shit. You feel what I'm saying? These are the people that I'm not necessarily, I don't want to say targeting, I'm just saying. You feel me? We gotta set some ground rules and stuff. Exactly who's allowed to use the term boss. Now, you saying it's money. You feel me? How much money you have or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You said that you have to have people up under you, subordinates, that you can give orders to be a boss, right?
Right.
Okay. But how much, I mean, you said money, but you still haven't really necessarily clarified how much money.
Well,
to be real?
I mean, with the money-wise, I mean, it has to be at the minimum based on, you know, like the novels that I read or whatever. They normally start out with $500,000. That's what
uh-huh.
it starts out at the minimum, mm-hmm. $500,000.
And which I don't have. Can't call myself a boss because I don't have.
No, but you're working your way up there, man. You're working your way up there. So excluding all that, when it comes to you, living from what I've seen from you and witnessed in person, you are a boss.
I have $100,000 right now. Right now,
you,
I only have $100,000.
Don't say when I witnessed in person, you are a boss.
That's what I'm trying to establish, ladies and gentlemen. Is
you
it
are
the
a
person?
Boss.
The person or the money, or is it the clout, the status, the popularity, or the person? Is it the mentality? This is what we got. Just listen. This is what we got to establish here tonight on K100. This is the whole point of doing this show. I just want to make sure we get some clarity, and I don't want to be the one to just automatically determine it. You feel me? So you saying this is gonna be more difficult than I thought. I'm seeing now this is not gonna be so easy. 347-934-0966. What about women? What makes a female a boss to you? What makes a boss bitch? How about that? Ladies!
Yeah, ladies got to answer that.
What makes you a boss bitch? See, it's okay for me to say boss bitch because we've already chopped and screwed the word bitch. It no longer means a whore, a female dog, or skank. It means diva. I don't know how that happened, but it happened. All right? So I gotta ask the ladies, you know what I'm saying? What makes a boss? What makes a dude a boss? What makes a boss bitch? I don't know. I need for the ladies to chime in. Next call on the phone line. I don't know what just happened to Billy Bad. I think he just got disconnected. Let me see what's going on. 856-571. What's popping? Who's this?
Yo, this is Vince, man. What's good?
Yo, what's happening, homie? Thanks for calling the show.
Good job.
All right. So. 443 is up next. Bless y'all. What's up, homie? Real quick, tell me, what do you think about this whole situation with everybody calling themselves a boss? What is everybody just using the word too loosely? What makes a boss to you in your eyes?
Yeah, truthfully, a lot of people do it loosely, man. Boss is something, you know, like I agree with Billy Badass, but then again, I don't, because it ain't about the money. A boss. It's smart. A boss go down to City Hall and get that paperwork. A boss know about the siblings that they do for their business.
Uh-huh.
You could be a entrepreneur and go down City Hall and get your license to sell T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Don't cost that much. A boss do the math work.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but like, okay, let me give you an example. Let's say this guy, he got he's trying to hustle t-shirts. Like, we use t-shirts. We don't have to go to music or anything. We use t-shirts. He's trying to hustle t-shirts. Trying to sell t-shirts on the streets. And, you know, he wouldn't got us a license or whatever, but he doesn't even have a screen print. You know what I'm saying? Every time you call him, he doesn't pick up the phone. You feel? He's got a business license, but he doesn't necessarily do good work. Sometimes the orders are late. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Is he a boss but a fucked up boss, or is he just not a boss at all? It's so many ways, but people are using the term. See, my point is this right here. People are saying, I'm a boss. And when you say that, you feel me, you say at the same time, oh, yeah, that nigga's a boss right there, you feel me? But then you say you a boss. We got to have some distinguish which is which. You can't be calling yourself a boss if this is the criteria for being a boss and you don't have any of that. You feel what I'm saying? Like somebody going to say, if you ain't got $500,000, nigga, I don't give a fuck what you got going on. You ain't a boss, which means no matter what the fuck I say, my company's not worth $500,000, and I don't have $500,000 worth of personal assets. They don't give a fuck what I got going on. They don't give a fuck about internet radio, magazine, music, CDs. They don't give a fuck. I cannot be calling myself a boss. Now,
that's why they call it in America. Small. You got big business and you got small business.
Exactly.
Half these small business don't quote that much. They're business because they register and they doing anything to get up to that level.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you got small business and you got big business. Everybody in Fortune to get that big business. Some of them do. But you got that mentality that, look, my paper good right, I'm staying on my grind, and I put that first before anything. Besides dying my family. But I put that business first.
Right.
It's about learning.
I agree with. I really like what you just said. You feel me? You know what I mean? You know, if you're a businessman, if it ain't a spiritual conflict or your kids or your family, you know what I'm saying? You know that need to be your first priority when you wake up in the morning thinking about it. I know. Me personally, when I wake up in the morning, you feel me? If everything's good on the home front, if my bills and everything are paid, and I ain't got to go out and get no money, no kind of way, the next thing I'm thinking about is not. Which chick I can fuck. You know what I mean? Not which party I can attend. You know what I mean? You feel me? It's about what can I do to grow the brand of Blizzum the artist, Chainless Entertainment, Vision the artist, P. Reg the artist. You feel what I'm saying? My Team Stretch conglomerates, K100 Radio. How can I rebuild CrossFit Magazine and get that back rolling again? Everything I think about on a constant daily basis is focused on that, outside of just unless I'm doing something at that very moment. Those are my first thoughts of the day. And so
that will make you a boss, man. You might, the big timer might don't know about you yet, but I guarantee you, it might be 2 or 3 years, probably soon. They're gonna know about you. Because the streets know about you. What you doing for the streets as a young entrepreneur? The word gonna spread. And somehow, the word gonna spread to that right person. That's the business right there. To get your business out there. To always take that one person to run across and hold up. I got the one person with money, hold up. Yo, I could benefit off this too.
Right.
And the reason why he gonna mess with you because he don't got a. That's what independent rappers need to realize. Is a big label come to you and they realize, you know, a lot of these labels right there don't mess with people because they not business smart. They put all this money in, they flop.
Right.
But an independent person that's doing their thing, putting their own money up.
Yeah, I think that's a gift
to them because they don't got to put no money up on it. They doing their own thing.
Right, exactly.
And the people like it, they going to blow.
Exactly. So let me ask you about the females. I especially want the females. If any females on the line, please make sure you hit the number one. Any females on the line, 347-934-0966. Because now we've got, and it's spreading out crazy. It's like, now we've got dudes. At first it was just dudes claiming boss, but now it's like, boss bitches. Now, I know personally, I know some boss bitches. I know some boss bitches, and these are females who are making moves business wise. You feel what I'm saying? And I know when you hear a female say she a boss bitch, what's the first thing you think she better have before you even ask her any questions? Because she just said she's a boss bitch. What's the first thing you think a female need to have? As you know, because this is a new term. All of this is relative. All of this is shit that we just not throwing up. We got rappers and dudes and thugs and everybody claiming they bosses. I want to know what the fuck make you a boss. When you feel like you can come off your tongue and say you a boss, whether you a nigga that's saying you a boss or you a broad that's saying you a boss bitch. You feel me? What is a boss bitch? What does that entail? What do you have to have to be called that? If a girl say I'm a boss bitch, what's the first thing you think she need to have in order? I tell you word before you even answer the question. First things first, you cannot, in fact, and you can never indeed be a boss bitch to me if you're living off government assistance. Let me say that shit a motherfucking again. If the only way you making it is off food stamps and child support, is government assistance because you're getting that money through the system via, you know, you're still not working for that money. That's money that you're getting from another person. It's being handed to you. You're not working for it, okay? That includes child support, ladies. That includes child support. Food stamps and all this other kind of government assistance. If that's the only money that you got coming in, as soon as you say you're a boss bitch and I find out that's the only money you got coming in, I'm killing your whole boss status ASAP. What you doing? You done over here at K100 Radio. We don't even have to establish how much more money you got. We already know that you're not even, that's the only money that you got right now. And unless you got some other kind of business going on that you're trying to grow and that's the only way you can maintain in the meantime to grow that business, you're going to have to show me that. But if that's the facts that I know them as first, and then you ain't even got no kind of business that you're trying to grow, I don't give a fuck how fly you always are at the club. I don't give a fuck what kind of car you driving. I don't care. I don't care if you don't live with your mama or not. You can't be claiming boss bitch status if you're getting how you live like that. Not to me. Now, everybody going to have their own opinion. That's the whole point of the motherfucking show. But me personally, I just can't call you a boss bitch if you're getting how you live like that. You feel me? You're going to have to have some kind of way to get this money. If you depending on the man to take care, because basically if you're living off child support, you're basically depending on the man. You feel what I'm saying? You're basically living off your kids and your ex. You know what I'm saying? Or not even your ex or a nigga you fuck, however you got there. You're not really a boss bitch to me. But I hear a lot of people, I hear a lot of women using that boss bitch terminology that's in that same exact status because they driving a nice car and ain't no nigga taking care of me, I got my own. Yeah, I mean, you got a Section 8 crib and you don't even work. Now, people are going to get mad about this.
Well, it is what it is. I got a prime example of a boss chick.
What's a boss chick?
Her name Camden, I knew her for years.
Uh-huh.
But I just got in contact with her recently because she still got the same number. I contacted her. She got her own hair salon.
Okay.
She writes some more. You feel me? She doing her shit with Lazy K. Ipset. She doing it. She about her business.
Right.
You know what I mean? She about her business.
So she's handling her own business and she's taking care of herself. But then, you know what I'm saying? And she's not out here, you know. And okay, ladies, I'm coming to a lady next. Ladies, 443 is a lady.
Somebody that I really want to introduce you to. I'm gonna call her tomorrow. That's on somebody I really want to introduce you to, because I feel like this truth, like, man. I feel like Asian cat for a reason. Anybody here for a reason? Yes, I'm
right.
Religious. I'm God fearing.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like anything happened for a reason, man. So I feel like as I introduce her to you, it's like Puffy said back in the big movie, yo, we could change the world. I feel like y'all two could change the world, man. That's some real talk right there.
All right. So let me get to the phone lines and let me ask another chick. Let me ask a chick real quick. Tweet. No, my bad. 443-928, what's popping?
Hey, what's going on? It's Twink.
Oh, this is Twink. That's what I thought. Why you didn't say it? What's up? 770-568 up next. I think that's the home of Glenwood Lalo. Twink, let me ask you a question real quick. First of all, before we go any further, what is a boss to you? What makes a boss to you? Guy first, guy or female? What makes a boss dude or boss bitch? All I'm trying to do, ladies and gentlemen, with the show is get some clarity on this shit. Because everybody running around rapping their boss, tweeting their boss, Facebook posting their boss, saying it in the streets, and they're not making boss moves, or they don't have a boss mentality or anything to prove that they're culpable for just saying that particular term. But we have to, we've let it run amok because no one has established what the fuck a boss is in the streets. So I'm trying to do this. This is a community service project, ladies and gentlemen. I'm trying to help. Therefore, right, we can cut down a lot of the shenanigans. What is a boss to you?
I'm going to give you two definitions. I'm going to give you what I've observed a boss is apparently in society, and then what I think a boss should be. Apparently, in society, a boss is someone that has a nice car, no matter where they're staying at, a nice house, no matter whose house it actually is always fly, whether or not they had to go into some type of debt to get this fly when people see them. And this pretty much has a bunch of niggas or bitches on them. It's somebody that has a very high self-esteem and thinks highly of themselves, whether they have the right to or not. That is in society what a boss is.
So what you're saying is, hold on before you go any further. What you're saying is we've established that nowadays a boss is more of a mentality than an actual, actually what the fuck you got going on. Is that what you're saying? We've turned it into a state of mind. A boss,
yes.
Boss is now a state of mind instead of actually what the fuck you got going on, is what you're saying.
Yes, that's why a lot of things that are said are now a state of mind, like a boss bitch. First of all, the word bitch is in it. I still do not allow people to call me a bitch because bitch has always been and always will be a derogatory statement to me. Like, one girl can't be walking through like bitch.
I know everybody has their own opinion, but I mean, come on now, Twins. Bitches call themselves bitches all the time. What's that talking about? Now bitches tell me all the time. It's okay for me to use to call my homegirls bitch. We had the bitch show. We already had a show on K100 about women who get upset about being called bitch, but call their homegirl. What's up, bitch? You see it on Housewives and shit and all these other fucking shows where they call each other bitch. I mean, you still on
that? I'm not still on that. It is what it is, but I don't, you know... I guess it just depends on how you feel personally about it. But I've never claimed to be a boss. I never will claim to be a boss until I get to where I want to be at. I don't think I'm where I should be at right now to claim to be a boss until I finish with school. I'm currently in school for nursing. Once I finish with school and I get the job I want, making me $30-$40 an hour, by all means, I can make my own hours, do what I want. I'm a boss. Can't nobody tell me what to do. That would make you a boss. When you run your own thing and you can do what you want because can't nobody above you shut you the fuck down, then you're a boss. But
what
if somebody
that makes me a boss. I have to say I'm a boss because no one can tell me what the fuck to do with Chainless Entertainment, period, point blank. I am indeed the boss of this shit over here. Period.
Like, yeah, even though no one can tell me what to do with Sex Entertainment, which I still do, you know what I mean? I still have my Sex Entertainment. No one can tell me what to do with that, but I still don't feel that I'm a boss because behind that, the money for that has to come from somewhere. And in all seriousness, startup money for my company came from my mama. So if she ever looked at me and was like, yo, I want all my money right now, I got to pretty much bankrupt my company and give it to her. So I don't think I'm a boss because my company was built on someone else's money. But once I get my company to where it is running off its own income, then I guess I can claim I'm a boss. But anybody that's not living off of themselves, they can't be a boss because someone else is providing you with your way of life.
So when chicks say they're a boss bitch, but they don't even have a source of income outside of child support or government assistance, they can't
right.
be a boss.
No, you can't say I'm a boss bitch, but the only reason you were fly is because you took the money you supposed to spend on your kids to get your hair done.
I'm just trying to set the ground rules, ladies and gentlemen. We see it going down daily in the hood, daily on Facebook and Twitter, all everywhere. We hear it, people are using the word boss ridiculously. And I'm here to stop it. I'm here to put a stop to it. Again, I told you, K100 is like a community service project. I'm here to help. People need to hear this shit. I know you may not want to, but y'all need to hear this shit. Okay, what about a guy? This is the main question. Is there a certain amount of, so there's not a certain amount of money you have to be considered a boss? What do you think?
No, I don't think there's a certain amount of money. As long as you can take care of yourself, your kids, if you have any, and, you know, you're not struggling to maintain your way of life, then you have enough money for yourself. It doesn't matter if you have enough money for you and the world. You're not living for the world. You're living for yourself.
So Puffy can be a boss, but Blizzard can be a boss too? Some people Blizzard are going to say that's strictly,
you know
they don't
what?
Get it. Get
all,
on that. Blizzard can be a boss, but Puffy, that Blizzard doesn't have any, hardly a fifth of the shit Puffy got. So how the fuck is Blizzard going to call himself a boss and Diddy is a
boss? I'm going to explain to you why you're a boss. When you wake up in the morning and you start.
I'm not a boss. I don't give a fuck. But then again, no one can tell me I'm not a boss. I feel like I can say that. Now, people may say that's just sheer arrogance, Blizzard. But I feel like when I say it, I can name things to you, as I have already at the beginning of the show, to why I feel like I'm justifiable to say that. Am I a super-duper kingpin boss at the top of the game? Fuck no! But in my own right, I feel like, and it's not just because I have a boss mentality. Like some people say, you got to have a boss mentality. You got to be making moves. But I mean, even if you're making moves and shit, it's one thing to make moves and it's another thing to be a boss. You can be out here trying to make moves, but if you ain't got shit going on, you ain't got shit established, you ain't got no name in the game, the industry, whatever you in, you ain't got nothing that you own, you ain't got shit on, you ain't got product out here, you ain't got nothing to show and prove and back that up, even if you got a boss mentality and you trying to do it, you can't yet call yourself a boss. You got to stop short and say, I'm trying to get there.
I'm not
a boss. People in my position are not boss because we're not at a certain level either in this game that I'm in or either monetarily.
I'm gonna tell you some shit that's about to probably piss off a lot of people. A lot of the rappers that you listen to are not bosses because they are under someone else's record label, so they have a boss. You can't be a boss and still have to wake up and make music and then have someone else approve that music before anybody hears it. You can't be a boss when you ain't with somebody.
I'm sorry, I don't know what on. If you're on a major label, you can't just put anything out once you sign that deal. You don't own your own masters if you sign to some of these major labels. You don't even own your own. You don't even own your own music.
You don't even own, in all seriousness, you don't own your name either. Once you sign your name on that dotted line, that record label can do whatever the fuck they want with your name.
Especially if you're in a 360 deal. And if you don't even know what a 360 deal is and you in the hip-hop game, then you please don't say you a boss. If you never even heard the term 360 deal and you out here rapping about you a boss. It's so much I could say on it. I could go so... Okay, well, real quickly, I got the homie Glenwood Layla on the line. I'm going to get to him. Wrap it up for me, Twink. What else do you think? What else makes somebody a boss? So it doesn't matter about the money. It's not the money, right?
No, it's not the money. In all seriousness, to actually be a boss, you just have to be able to hold your own and take care of yourself. Like, you have to be able to stand on your own two feet. If everyone took everything they gave you away and you were stuck with just what you had, what you built, if you can't maintain your way of living off of that, then what the fuck are you doing? You're not a boss. You're an employee.
Well, I'm glad nobody gets shit. I'm glad I paid for everything myself.
I'm going to say this, Blizzard, like, for real, you might have people under you that don't work for you but bang with you hard, but they're still, you know what I mean, you're still a boss because you still have people that are willing to support you. You're doing things on your own. You're not out asking people, well, I need you to pay for this, I need you to do this, I need you to, you don't need anybody to do anything for you. You might ask someone to do something for you because, you know, you're doing something else. But if they say no, you still go on and do shit yourself. No one can hinder your
power. They told me no. Everybody told me no. The radio told me no. Fuck them. I started my own. The labels told me no. Fuck them. I started my own. Magazines cost too much. Fuck it. I started my own. It's the mentality. This is what I'm trying to drive it home to some of these motherfuckers out here. See, this show was really, I can tell you my ulterior motives for doing this show. This is like a humongous subtweet to a whole bunch of motherfuckers. Make no mistake. You know what I'm saying? This is like a humongous subtweet to a whole bunch of motherfuckers that I've been having to goddamn deal with on different levels. You know what I mean? This is what this show is. It's a humongous subtweet to a whole bunch of motherfuckers to let the motherfuckers understand clearly who the fuck I am and why you can't just handle me any kind of way. You feel what I'm saying? And why I'm not the same motherfucker that you, I'm not the same artist that you can charge X amount of money to come do your event or whatever, and I'm like, why am I paying you? You should be paying me. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? I'm that guy. I'm that guy. And some of these people will have it twisted when it comes to Blizzom because I'm not a star, because I'm not on TV. But, bitch, you going to respect my motherfucking grind.
I am
indeed lost. But anyway, I'm not even going to get into it because it's not about me. It's not about me. Let me stop. It's not about me, ladies and gentlemen. It's seriously not. It's about the streets. It's about the hustle. It's about the grind. It's about the game. I'm trying to establish what is the boss? What makes the boss? Is it a mentality? Is it a monetary value? What is it? One last thing, Tweak, and I'm going to lay low. What else you got to say before I go?
Oh, in about 2 weeks, I'm going to be talking about the whole suicide incident and a couple other real issues on Underworld Radio on a Tuesday. So, yeah.
I'll be there as long as it's not, because I'm not on the air. Then I'll come.
I think it starts at 9. You go off at 10, and it goes on to 11. So after your show, you can come through.
I will. I'll come through. And I'll make sure I engage in the conversation. But don't hang up though, cause we got a lot of people on the phone line. I just want to see what they think. All right, stand by.
I'm here for the night.
Stand by. Thank you. I appreciate it. 347-934-0966. Diddy's a boss. Diddy's a boss. You know how you a boss? You're a boss when people actually pay for your shit at some point. That's another reason why I'm a boss. So you even know I've sold 1,700 copies of the cinema of me. That's not a lot in the grand scheme of things, but it's a lot when you are not on the radio, when you don't have a video on one of some part. You know what I'm saying? When, you know, in the age where people can download a whole bunch of free shit anyway, to get 1,700 people to buy my shit, over 600 people I think I've never really physically met in my life. It's about 600 people that bought my, that downloaded my music from either iTunes or bought it at DBS Sounds or ordered it from CD Baby. I don't know who the fuck they are. I've been tracking it. They're not my Facebook friends, I don't think, because I'm looking at it. I'm trying to cross. I tried to cross reference some email. I tried to figure out who is this person. It's about. It was at 420 something. I was just like, damn. No, now some of them are just like 99 cent downloads, like one song. But still, they gave me that buck, and I don't know them. They just say they like it. When people pay for your shit, something that you make, I think that constitutes you being the boss. So indeed, since Diddy has gotten a pile of approximately $5,000 to $10,000 worth of my money in between Sean John and Ciroc, I can't say Diddy's not a boss, can I? Of course not. But I'm not. I'm not. I'm no Diddy. I'm no Diddy. Glenwood Lalo. What's up, homie?
What's happening with you, bro?
What's up, homie? 678-637 next. Oh, that's the homegirl. She's up deck. She's on deck. What's up, homie, man? Thanks for calling the show. 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. www.chainersentertainment.com. All right? /K100radio. Either way, you can listen to the show there. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter at K100_radio. Follow me personally on Twitter at Blizzom. All right, Glenwood Lalo, homie. You already know what it is. You know what the show is about. Episode 246. What makes you a boss? Glenwood Lalo, homie. This is the homie, man. You feel me? Let me go ahead and go out on a limb. And say that the homie Glenwood Lalo, I'm going to go ahead and give him a boss. Glenwood Lalo owns his own shit. He's doing his own grind. But you know my thing with you, and since now the revelation of actually who you are, which I kind of thought, but I kind of verified who you was. My big thing with you is why I'm giving Glenwood Lalo boss status, ladies and gentlemen. Because he's been doing his grind, and he just jumped out from doing some time and got back right back on his grind. Like he didn't skip a beat, he right back at it. You know what I mean? He got a name in the streets. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? He probably would have been all the way on had he not took that fall. But the fact is, you took your fall, did it like a man, stood up, and came back out. A lot of people can't do that. You feel me?
Yeah.
A lot of people can't do that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people go ahead and, you know, give them what they want so they can goddamn get out of what they did. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Well, shout out to you. I appreciate that, homie. But you know, the motherfucker when they grab me, right? They ain't even come at me like that because they already knew my history. They ain't even asked me to snitch. You know what I mean? They already knew I wasn't gonna say nothing.
Right.
They ain't even. I mean, that's a boss. They already knew I was a boss off the rip.
Right.
Like, he ain't finna say nothing, so you might as well just gonna give him his time.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So I, you know, it is what it is. But you know, my definition of a boss. I mean, first of all, it's a state of mind. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It deals with confidence. You know what I mean? First of all, a boss ain't got to claim he a boss. He gonna have a bunch of niggas behind him that's telling everybody else he the boss.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I never even said it in my tweets and stuff. I'm saying it tonight. Listen, I want everybody to be perfectly clear. If you ever listen to any of my songs, I may have referred to myself as a boss. I think once in the past, I don't know how many years, on a couple of songs, maybe two songs. I don't really say it all the time. I don't claim it all the time. I just make my moves. And like you just said, it's funny because I have people that come up to be like, listen, what's up, boss? And I'll be like, oh, shit, man, you know, it's all good. I don't even really be like, oh, I'm a boss. I'm saying it now because that's how I feel personally inside. And since we're talking about the subject at hand, of course, I'm going to express myself tonight. And that's the only reason. But really, check my history, check my music, and check my tweets, whatever. I'm never going around saying boss this, boss that. I'm a boss. But I don't even really feel the need to at the end of the day because it's an action speak louder than words type of mentality that's going to be determined whether or not boss anyway. The only reason why I'm proclaiming it tonight is because we're talking about it on this motherfucking show. Make no mistake about it. And I can go back and look at it. You know what I'm saying?
That's what the show is about. So you supposed to have bosses calling in. You supposed to tell everybody know that you are a boss and why you are a boss. You know what I mean? But like in the world, when you walk in the streets and doing what you do, you know, you don't have to say it. You know, it shows. You know, when people see you, I mean, it's been times where I might have like just a party. Don't nobody even know it's my party. But I done had women come up to me like, man, you are a strong brother. Don't even know me.
Right.
Never met me. Don't know shit about me. But they at my party, and they just come to me and say that. And they recognize. See, it's all about game, recognizing game. You know what I mean? A boss is going to get recognized. You can see a boss walking down the street, even though he might be walking. You can see the way he walking, the way he got his head high, his chest out, like that nigga got something going on. You know what I'm saying?
So let me ask you this right here. Let me ask you this right here. Now, you said something that I just want to point out. You know what I'm saying? You said a boss going to recognize it. I notice a lot of times, sometimes people, this is what happens. I think this is personal to me. Let me go ahead and say this. What I think happens a lot of times with some people like me, I think, when you do certain things and you make certain moves, boss moves, you feel me, that people don't either A, don't understand how you pulled it off, A, they don't understand how you're able to make the moves you make, A, or they see you making the moves and they feel like they're a boss and they see you making moves, the same kind of moves as them. You feel what I'm saying? A lot of times people don't want to say that, oh, if I'm doing the same thing you're doing, you feel me, but you charge a fee for it to people, but I don't, you feel what I'm saying? But I'm doing the exact same thing that you're doing. I got the same thing going that you got. Just many people know me as know you or whatever, you feel me? But I don't go around necessarily claiming I'm a boss or whatever. I'm just kind of like, I'm just Blizzard everywhere I go. I'm just like, I'm just me, and I'm like shaking hands, and I'm hugging necks, and I'm taking pictures with everybody, and it is what it is with me everywhere I go. It's like people tend to think that, well, since you don't walk around with your nose kind of up in the air like you over everybody, that you can't really be a boss mentality. Like, you have to, like I have to try to always run shit in order to be a boss, which I don't always try to run shit. Now, I run shit when it comes down to my company and stuff, but people think that you have to be that way to be a boss. And I don't necessarily.
That's not a boss. That's not a boss. That's somebody who wants to be a boss. You know what I'm saying? If they out there throwing themselves out there trying to run this and trying to run that, trying to let everybody know that they running the show and all, that's somebody who wants to be a boss. And they don't understand what a boss does. See, a boss don't even work for money. A boss let the money work for them. You know what I'm saying? A boss is well-educated. A boss plans and strategizes before he moves. A boss already knows what's about to happen before it even happens. A boss is always... A boss is prepared for anything, whether it's good or bad. If something bad comes his way in his whatever he's doing, he already seen it coming, so he's prepared for it. You know, so he knows how to handle it already. That's what makes a boss a boss. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on, before you go any further, is there a certain amount of money that you have to be considered a boss?
Nah. I know crackheads that's bosses.
You know, wait. Now, see, now you're going to have my phone lines lighting up and everybody's going to be like, what the fuck is Lalo talking about?
Let me explain to you why I know a crackhead who's a boss.
Okay.
A crackhead boss, he don't even have to go out there and look for no money to buy crack. He don't have to look for the dope man. The dope man going to come to him. All the crackheads in the hood know him. He got the spot. He's the boss. He can get on the phone. I know crackheads don't even have to go out there and hustle and do nothing. But he smoke crack every day, all day. And don't get no money. His bills get paid. And he smokes crack. He fucks all the little crackhead bitches he want. That's a crackhead boss.
I think I can learn a lot from him. You know what, though? Now that I think about it, I did know two crackheads who had similar circumstances. And I won't say their name just because they have, I know family members of them, and they're family members that listen to my show. Well, members of their family that listen to my show and be on my Facebook page. So I won't say their name because Panama City is just way too small to do that. But I actually know, and as soon as you said it, I thought about it, and I was like, you know what, actually, though, what's the name? What such and such was kind of like that. I mean, they was a crackhead, but you really didn't know they was a crackhead. You couldn't tell because they were doing, and everybody fucked with them the long way, and it's like, shit, they go around and getting everything free, and everybody respect them as if they're a business owner, but they're a fucking crackhead, and everybody loved them. We had people like that in Panama City growing up. Now that I think about it, but I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to all the way agree with you, Lalo, if a crackhead can be a boss. But this is what the show is about. Everybody's point of view, I mean.
That's because it's different levels of boss. You know what I'm saying? You can be a boss in different areas. You know what I mean? It doesn't necessarily have to mean that you got to have all this money. And I know niggas with a lot of money, but they ain't no bosses. Because the nigga that's over them got all the money and is paying them to do the work.
That all the time right there. You see that all the time. They got money because another nigga got money, but they really ain't a boss.
Yeah, I know niggas with power that ain't no boss. I mean, for example, Obama. He got all the power in the world, but he's not a boss.
Obama? Well, I don't know if I agree with you on that now. Obama is a boss. How's Obama not a boss?
Because that's another show. We're not gonna get into that. But in my opinion, no, Obama is the boss. He might be the boss of his family. You know what I'm saying? But he's still a puppet.
The office of the presidency only has so much power. It's not a king. This is a democracy. You feel me? Not a monarchy. So no, he's
exactly.
not. He don't have absolute power like a king. But I mean, to say he's not a boss, I don't know.
Let me take that back. Then I won't say Obama. I'm gonna say the presidents of the United States.
Right. They're absolute power. No, but I'm just saying none of them. No president has absolute power. That's the nature of our system. It's made to where everybody, not one person has all the power. That's why they set it up like that. It's fucked up because sometimes you get a motherfucker that says it's my way and this is how it's going to be without having to go through a whole bunch of loopholes to get shit done, but that's not our system. But you're right, that's a whole different show. I can do a whole
boss,
show on it.
Yeah, our boss doesn't have to go into the office for his company to operate. He doesn't have to. That's it. If that's the boss that y'all looking for, a boss doesn't have to be up there. All he had to do is make his phone calls, make sure everything is in order, make sure the right people are doing their motherfucking job, and he can sit there. Like I said, a boss don't work for the money. The money works for him.
Okay. Real quick before I go to the next caller, which is 678-637. What about the females? Do you have a lot of females that say they a boss bitch? They a boss chick? Whatever you want to call. Some of them say, they actually do say boss bitch. So I don't know why some people might feel offended because I said bitch when we already had the bitch episode where women call themselves bitch and call their homegirls bitch all the time. Not every woman, but a whole bunch of enough of them do where I can say boss bitch because they posted as boss bitch and tweeted as boss bitch. So anyway, but that's a whole other show. We already did the bitch show. When a female say I'm a boss chick, what makes a boss chick to you? And then we'll go to the next caller. What does a chick have to have?
It's the same thing with a male. The gender has nothing to do with it. You got to have your own shit. You got to get your own money. You can't be out here asking folks for shit. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker need to come to you to borrow money. You feel me? You got your whole house paid that you pay for with money you work hard for it. You got your own car. You take care of your own kids if your baby daddy ain't around or your husband or whatever. You got you just do your own shit. That makes you a boss bitch. You know what I'm saying? People boss bitches don't follow other bitches. Bitches follow boss bitches. Feel me?
Right.
Touche. All right, let's get another female on the phone. 678-637. Key, what's happening, babe?
What's going on?
What it do? Thanks for calling the show. Hold on, Lalo. We coming right back to the homies. All right, so let's go ahead and get into it. And I already had one female. You the second female on the show. So we're gonna really because we have so many females that are claiming they boss chicks or whatever, blah blah blah. And I'm like, I mean, you just said you a boss chick or whatever, but then you just crying about, you know, some relationship drama that's like two
yeah.
posted before that. I'm like, how are you letting this nigga drag you through the mug like that? But you a motherfucking boss chick. I don't know. So we'll get to that. What's real quick? What's a boss to you? What to, is it? Is it you have to have
get,
a certain amount
gave,
of money or what?
You gave him his rating. So do I get a rating too? Off the
Who
top.
Wait? What you mean?
Glenwood Lalo.
Oh, are you a boss chick? Yeah, I'll give you a boss chick. Yeah.
I'll give you a boss chick
because, I mean, you basically, before, I don't know how long you've been on the line, but before I seen you hit number one because it's kind of far down, before you hit number one, I don't know how long you was on the line, but I gave my assessment of what a boss chick has to have, which means she has to maintain and provide for herself with or without a man. You feel what I'm saying? Have her own source of income. Can't be living off government assistance and child support. You feel what I'm saying? Has to have a mentality, you know what I'm saying, to match it, where she won't allow herself to be abused by a motherfucking man or anything like that. You feel what I'm saying? Physically or mentally. So, you know, yeah, I'll give you the boss chick status. You understand what I'm saying? I'll give that to you. I can say that with confidence. That's because I know you personally now. You feel me? Every woman I can't just give that to because I don't know their personal circumstances. Some of them, I'm just looking at their tweets and their Facebook posts,
yeah,
and I'm like,
still.
You tweet this, and this, but now you're tweeting this, and this, or Facebook and this, and this. Help me out here. I'm a lost bitch. I don't understand how you did that.
Not about
you feel what I'm saying? And it's confusing me. That's why I'm trying to get some clarity around this motherfucker. We need some rules established. So, Key, what's the first thing, just in general, what do you have to have to be a boss? Do you have to have a certain amount of money or what?
I don't think you have to have a certain amount of money, but you do have to have a certain mentality. Because that's, in the end of the day, it's going to get you what you want. It's not
what kind of mentality? What do you mean? See, this is my thing, and I know you've heard. I said this. This is my thing. And I get jumped on all the time, you feel me, by certain people. And I say, sometimes having a quote-unquote boss mentality, people, I don't know if it's because they don't understand what a boss mentality is, but sometimes people, in my experience now, this is me, people tend to say, having a boss mentality sometimes rubs people off the wrong way, and you may come off as arrogant or cocky.
But
you feel
you
what I'm saying?
What? Having that type of mentality, it only rubs weak people the wrong way. That's what that is. People, if your mentality rubs somebody the wrong way because you get things done, you know what you like, you know what you want, you know how to get it, that it rubs in the wrong way because they can't relate.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So basically what you just said, per what you just said, when I'm making boss moves and I'm saying things and I'm speaking like a boss should speak, if that makes somebody feel like I'm arrogant or cocky, then they obviously not a boss, is what you're saying. They must not have a boss mentality.
Yeah, they can't, because they can't relate. Yeah, but people call me cocky all the time, but you know they can kiss my ass about that. You know what I'm saying? And that's the boss part of me. You can kiss my ass. Call it what you want.
All right. So being able to tell somebody to kiss your ass makes you a boss. Check. Okay.
You stupid.
I'm trying to make sure we establish all the shit. We're trying to cover all bases here. tonight. Okay, 100 Internet Radio. Seriously. Okay. All right. So, I don't know if I'm going to... Let's go ahead and go to the chicks. What? If a chick says she a boss to you, what does that mean to you? She says she a boss chick. Does she have to be a business owner? You feel me?
If a female is a boss chick.
Oh, this I love this question right here. Pay attention, ladies and gentlemen. Gold digger. Can a gold digger who doesn't work for anything, who all she really do is be a boss chick?
To me, she can't.
Why not?
Because you can't.
I don't know. Now you have all. Be like, fuck that shit. She getting money. She getting how she live. She getting money. You know what I'm saying? She ain't out here living broke. She got everything
but
and shit. She
not getting her own. That's the thing. She not getting her own money. Being a gold nigga do not make you. What you say?
Juicing these niggas. She slick enough. She got game. Just because that's her hustle don't necessarily mean that's her hustle. Some women hustle is different. Some women hustle their body. Some women hustle their good looks. You feel what I'm saying?
But here's the Here's the thing. If you're a boss, you're going to hustle something that can keep on making money. Your body going to change, period, point blank. Your body not going to always be the same. So then what? If that's all you had to offer, then what's going to happen when that's done? Nobody wants that anymore.
But what about if she's doing all that when she's in her 20s and 30s and then she's stacking up enough money
to
start?
It don't matter. Because like the call before me said, when you a boss, you know how to get it done regardless. And good, bad, ugly. So when your body changed and everything started falling apart and they don't want to pay for that no more, then if that's all you had to use and that's all that you used to using, period, what do you have now? That's
well,
why they end up being strung out on dope, because they don't know what to do. Because after they look fade away, they don't have nothing else to offer.
Okay, then. So, all right. I mean, I understand. I totally understand what you're saying. I don't know, but see, I know some people. I know people, right? And I know, like, chicks, and they be like, look, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be a lot of women. I want to know, there should be more women that's checking in, because I know women who actually listen to the show who feel like this. They're like, shit, I'm a boss bitch because I get out here and I hustle and get this money. No matter how I get it. You feel what I'm saying? It don't matter if they juice a fucking nigga out this shit or whatever the fuck. They got this money. It's they shit. They still paying their own bills, even if they just, you know, they just some got slick ass motherfucking females.
No, here's the thing. You're not paying your own bills. You hustling other people out of their money. You ain't paying your own bills. They paying your bills for you.
Crack dealer,
so what happens
people like,
when they stop? What happens when they stop? You go to the next.
Can a crack dealer be a boss?
I don't know about that. But I've seen some crackheads and make it happen.
That's what I'm saying. Because a D-boy is hustling people out their money, too, at the end of the day. He's selling them some shit. You feel me? Let's just put it out there.
He's selling something that people going to always want. People always want that
motherfucking chick.
She ain't going to be no bad chick forever. That's the point. She ain't going to be no bad chick forever.
But if she 20 some years old,
crack
and she out here,
forever.
I know, but if she 20 some years old and she out hustling these niggas and she getting that money, and she save that money, stack it up, and then start her little hair salon or something later, then that's how that bitch got that motherfucking money. Then she a boss bitch, right?
But see, if she started her hair salon, now she making her own money. See, what I'm saying? It still go back to whether she used somebody else's money to get it or not. If she's smart enough, she's smart enough to use the money she got to start making her own money, so when they money go away, she still have. Okay, then you can call yourself a boss.
All right. Let me ask you this. Do you know any fake-ass bosses? Do you know people constantly claiming they're a boss and you don't feel like they're a boss? Who is who?
I'm just saying, it's plenty of folks to be talking about, but you don't have shit to show for what you're talking about. Like, and you dumb on top of that. Like, for real?
I see it all the time on it. My whole thing is on the internet. Like, I see a lot of people all the time, and they, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, out here in the game, out here in the industry that I'm in, you feel what I'm saying? It's so, the general consensus of it is skewed, like, so much. And I probably go back to Glenn Willela when I ask this particular question, because he's also an artist. But
see, like, in the industry, like, a lot of people, they feel like they're about to be smoking kush. Like, for real, what they got to do with anything?
That's what I'm saying. But see, this is what I'm saying.
I'm smoking this kush, but you ain't got the pot to piss in, but you, so what?
But I mean, I'm just saying, not that right there, but what about, okay, let me ask you this. This is a real specific question that's from a female point of view. Let's say you meet a guy, right? And, okay, this guy, he it's a great chance he's a hustler. You don't know he's a hustler. But he doesn't work. He keep money. You feel what I'm saying? Drive a nice car. Got his own place or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Now, at the end of the day, he's just one testimony, one Rico indictment away from doing 10, 15, 20 years fed. You feel me? He's out there like that. He out here balling. He's balling. But at the end of the day, his foundation, everything that he's got is really stacked on a house of cards that could be knocked down at any moment, not by his actions, but because of the actions of a nigga that he fucked with who don't want to do his time. You feel what I'm saying? So his whole world is based upon a house of cards, because if he serve the wrong nigga or connect with the wrong nigga, he gonna get time. You feel what I'm saying? But you see this guy, you notice what he do. And everywhere, every time y'all go somewhere, it's Atlanta Fish Market, you're driving the motherfucking goddamn Benz, everything. You living like a boss.
Why
you living boss.
Fish Market?
A boss. Is he a boss? Is that guy a boss to you?
No.
He's not a boss. Why not? You got to think
because
about what y'all doing right now. What y'all, not what could happen, but what y'all doing right now. You think the average chick will tell you this nigga's not a boss?
Here's the thing. Being a boss is not what you, it's not about what you're doing right now. It's not always about what you're doing right now. It's about what you're smart enough, if you're smart enough to plan for later, and what you that's not smart. The real bosses are the people who don't even have to touch dope, period. And they got niggas like him for them. That's who the real boss is. The boss ain't the one who's going to end up going to jail. The boss is the one who's in there pulling the string.
Okay.
If he's hustling... If he's smart enough to go start a business with that money and at least be doing something legit where he can put it off on that, you're not real a boss. It's a mentality. That's what I say. It's a mentality. It's not about what you have. It's a mentality.
So as long as if he's preparing to get out of the game, if he's in the game, but he's not prepared to get out of the game.
That's you a boss. When you're preparing to get out of the game, yeah. Because, you know, that's not going to last forever. Same as a girl that's, you know, using her looks to her body. It's not going to last forever. So then what do? If you don't have some type of intelligence, some type of street sense to get something else after that or to be put in the way for afterwards, you're not a boss. You just somebody that's buying time.
All right, I understand. All right, thank you for calling to the show. Please hang on.
Shouts out to the boss chick. 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. Also, you can go to www.chainlessentertainment.com/K100radio. Just go to the main page if you don't want to remember all that. Just go to chainlessentertainment.com. You'll see the K100 link, and you can listen to the show there or there. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on iTunes in the iTunes store up under the podcast section. Totally free. Totally free. Doesn't cost you anything to do that. Follow the show on Twitter. At K100_radio, all right? Follow me personally on Twitter, at Blizzom. And also, man, and people are not doing this. If you do have Facebook, if you follow me on Twitter and you got a Facebook, please go hit like on the Facebook page for the K100 show, please, ladies and gentlemen. All right? I mean, I got, you know, 1,500 people on liking, you know, following me on freaking Twitter and like 300 people checking for the Facebook page. We need to even that out, ladies and gentlemen. So tonight's show, episode 246. What makes you a boss? That's the question, ladies and gentlemen. What makes you a boss? What makes somebody a boss? Is it how much money they got? Tonight we've said you don't necessarily have to be rich to be a boss. But some people have said, shit, you can't be broke and be a boss. Can you be a broke boss? Can you be that's probably one man. Can you be broke and be a boss? Because, see, some people have already said it's a mentality. Being a boss is a mentality. You got to have a certain mentality. It's all about a mentality, not what you got. I just gave you the example of, I just asked a female, if you just checked on the line, I asked a female, if you meet a dude and he, you know what I'm saying, sell dope or whatever, you know what I mean, and he'll hustle and he out here like that, and he's not really preparing for the future or anything like that. You feel what I'm saying? But he's got money now. Y'all going to Atlanta Fish Market eating. Y'all staying at the top of the Hyatt all the time. You feel me? He driving in the Benz. You good. Is he a boss? Because right now he's got that money right now. Now, of course, you know his money is booked on a deck of cards because he won indictment away from it all being fucked up. But right now, he riding around with Keish blowing on Keish. He riding around and getting it. It says he's finished. Is he a boss? Is he a boss? Or is it a mentality? You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Do you have to have a... If you say you got a business and you're running a business, but you don't have a business license, are you technically a boss? I mean, you may be handling a business, but you don't have a business. There's so many ways. What's a boss chick? You feel me? A lot of chicks going around saying they're a boss chick. They're a boss bitch. Yes, they say boss bitch. They love to say boss bitch more than boss chick. I'm a boss bitch, nigga. Man, fuck that shit, nigga. You know what I mean? But really, all she really doing is out here low-level tricking. Because she don't have a job, but she's got money because all she fuck with is balling-ass niggas. But she a boss. She get in everything free. She always stay fly. She really ain't living on goddamn child support or government assistance. That meets my requirements. I already said you can't be on goddamn government assistance and child support, and that's how you're living, and then call yourself a boss bitch. You automatically disqualified in my book. But that's not what she doing. Not the gold digger. The gold digger, I don't know. She said gold digger bitches can't be bosses, but I don't know. Because they just hustlers. But can they just like D-boys. You can't sell dope forever. And every time a nigga try to tell me, yeah, you can, nigga, I got 100 niggas right now that's locked up and telling you you can't. Not without consequence. You can keep getting out and keep doing the same thing, and you can just keep going back to prison. If somebody gonna get tired, and I doubt it's the industrial, I doubt it's the prison industrial complex. I doubt if they give up first, nigga. I'm just saying. So, is it a mentality? You know, okay, you know, but to me, a gold digging chick who out here hustling these niggas out their money, they no different from the dope boy who got money. Now, when you out here in the streets, they call this nigga a boss. Have you ever heard, she's a boss, I'm a boss, he's a boss, yeah. You know, Ricky Rose has single-handedly made the word just get out of control more than it already was. It was already out of control, people call themselves boss, but when Rick Ross, ugh. But I like Ross, though, I'm just saying. I like the music, at least. I like the music. But just this whole brand of what he's blown the word boss into an even bigger word. You feel me? And now he's got it to where, like I said in the synopsis of the show, it's not even about what the word really, really, truly means anymore. Just like we've taken the word nigga, hate, bitch, hoe, all that. We've taken all those words and totally skewed what the fuck they mean to where now when we say it, it don't necessarily mean you really technically a boss. At this point, it's slang. It's slang at this point. You feel what I'm saying? 347-934-0966. 904 from Duval up next, then 850-527. 904, what's poppin'?
What's up, homie?
Mike G, what it do, homie? Checking in from Duval.
Yeah.
What up, homie? So, let me ask you a question, homie. What's a boss to you? What constitutes somebody being a boss, man?
Man, like you said, they butchered that word. I don't know. It's kind of like player hating and all them other words, man. Just a lot of motherfuckers. I don't even use that word, honestly. But if I had to say what I thought a boss was, I guess a motherfucker that's in charge of a company or some shit, man.
Ain't no boss
in the dope game. I mean, shit.
This is the thing. This is what I'm saying. Listen, like I said, the word has been skewed crazily. But I'm saying, if a nigga got the whole, if right now, you mean to tell me, you know what I'm saying? You see a nigga, you know this nigga, he got ties in the hood, you know what I'm saying? He got long D-boy money. He got long D-boy money. You feel me? Everywhere he go, he VIP everything. He riding good. You know what I'm saying? He everything fly about this nigga. He good. He got guap. You could tell. You don't think the hood consider him a boss? You don't think people call him a boss? You don't think he considered a boss in his hood? Is he not a boss in his hood?
I'm sure he is.
But to you, he's not a boss. But he's not a boss to you.
Nah, man. I think it's just one of them words that, like, I think I heard it from you one time. You said you hated how people take that word, player hater or some word. And I agree with your ass 100%. I was like, man, hip hop and just a lot of young people, they just use these words, like, and just, you know what I'm saying? What they're not intended to be for, I don't know.
I mean, they turn it into slang, basically, at the end of the day. You feel what I'm saying? Well, if a chick tell you she a boss chick real quick, if a chick say, I'm a boss chick, what's the first thing you thinking? Well, like, right now, if a chick say, I'm a boss chick, what's the first thing in your brain that you like, she better have this, this, or this, and she better not be doing this, this, and this before you even consider her being a boss chick?
Man, I think she ignorant, you know? That's the first thing that come to mind.
If she say she a boss chick,
ain't no classy chick gonna say that shit. Ain't no chick with her fucking shit together really even gotta say no shit like that. I'm a boss. I'd be like, bitch. Impossible, what's it? Man, I don't know, man. I don't know. This topic tonight, I don't know, man.
All right, man. All right. man. Stand by, man. Let me get these other callers. Stand by. All right. 850-527. What's popping?
What up, man? T. Lewis. What's going on?
What's up? What's up, homie? Where you been? First of all, real quick, this is for T. Lewis. And he knows why that is. I don't have to get into it. It's on K100, T. Lewis. You know what that's for. I've already blasted you on Facebook for exactly why I just gave you these gunshots. And furthermore to my addictive ways. That's for you, homie. But thanks for calling the show.
I do what I do.
That's for you. So you already knew you was going to get those gunshots next time, you motherfucker. Okay. All right, so we're back to the show. 347-934-0966. Michigan Girls up next, 269. So, T. Lewis, let me ask you this, homie. What makes a boss?
Yeah.
What do you feel about this whole mentality that people going around saying they bosses, they boss this and boss that? Do you think is out of control to you at this point? Are people just totally lost of what a boss is, and what is a boss to you?
To be real, I do think it's out of control. I think I heard you say it earlier that like a lot of, like people got when they talk about they got haters and stuff like that. I do think it's out of control. But
right.
My thing is, as far as somebody being a boss in the sense of how people trying to use it, I think to me, I hear people say you got to have money and stuff like that. I personally think you have to have some type of influence, because if you don't really have any influence, you can have all the money in the world and people are really not going to consider you a boss. You can even run a company, but you can be a figurehead. But if people really don't have any type of respect for you and you're not influencing people to want to follow your vision or something like that, you're really not a boss at all, whether you got the money or you got a position or whatever. But how many times have you seen people who have, like, you have a general, but he might have a colonel or something like that up under him to lead the troops, because they actually respond more so to the colonel than they do the general, because he
exactly.
has more so of a pulse of what the people need.
Exactly.
So,
yeah, exactly. You feel what I'm saying? I mean, it's like, you know, they'll die for their sergeant. But if the general come down and tell them to fuck shit, they might go by them paywall. But
right.
The sergeant
exactly.
doesn't do it. This, you know what? I'm glad you said that, though. Let me go ahead and break some of this back down. And this, of course, referring back to just, I talk about my own personal experiences on certain shit, and this is one of them shows. I'm glad you gave that particular scenario, because the reason why you have people that will listen to the sergeant and die for the sergeant quicker than the general is because the sergeant isn't down there in the trenches with them. You feel
right.
me? Now this is but now this is why what Mike just said, this is why I don't necessarily technically agree with what Mike was saying all the way a minute ago. Because people in the hood, they respect people in the hood more than, like, right now, let me hold on. I'm gonna start the motherfucking music. Cause I want everybody to hear me real motherfucking clear right now. You feel what I'm saying? I'm gonna tell you some real shit. Depending on where you at in your life and what you're doing right now in your life, Blizzom can have all the I can have all the business licenses I want, the tax paperwork, the money to show that I'm a legitimate business or I can prove that I paid for everything myself. I can show you my vision, show you where I'm going and all that. But if you ask particular people that's living in the hood daily, and they out here in the trap, and they out here living, and they out here on the grind, if you ask them, am I more of a boss, even with what I got going on legitimately, as a legitimate business, man, if you ask them, am I more of a boss than the nigga that live in their projects, who they see every day riding goddamn 3-4 cars on 24s, fucking with all the hoes, goddamn blowing money like this, if you ask them motherfuckers, am I a bigger boss than that nigga? Nigga, I would automatically know what the fuck the answer is.
Right,
I don't compare
exactly.
to them. No matter what, see, it's all about where you at and what your level of thinking is. Right now, no matter what I got going on as a business, as Chainless Entertainment or nothing, I won't be respected as a bigger boss than that nigga right there. Even though we've already established from like 2 or 3 other calls that nigga could just get indicted on a RICO any day now, and just everything could be taken from him at any given moment. You feel what I'm saying? And people
yeah.
will still look at that dude because they living in the hood with him. They in the projects too. They getting how they live too. It's a daily, everyday struggle. They out here they out here in the middle of it all. So they gonna automatically see that. They gonna feel like that nigga right there is a boss before they even give me the respect of being a boss. You think I can go into their motherfucking hood and say, shit, nigga, I'm the CEO of Change Entertainment and host K100, nigga, respect that. Nigga, please. They gonna respect
right,
that nigga
exactly.
And 10 deep behind that nigga before they even say, who the fuck is you? Even if they know who the fuck I am and what I got going on. Everybody in the motherfucking projects in the Drews and in Foxwood and all the motherfucking 11th Street projects know who the fuck I am. They know who Blizzard is, but I don't, but because I'm not down there amongst them niggas every day, all day, daily, all the time in the trap with these same niggas all the time, it's niggas in the hood who ain't got half the shit I got going on, you feel me? Who got more of a boss status in the hood than me. Do you understand what I'm saying? So
exactly.
You can't just shit on the fact, you got to ask everybody, that's why I'm opening up the fucking phone lines, I'm talking to the people. Because at the end of the motherfucking day, it do matter who the fuck you is and where the fuck you at and what you doing with your life right now. No matter what the fuck we want to say about D-boys or bitches that's out here hustling these niggas. If you ask one of them same project bitches, which one in the mother, if you ask one of them same, see, I asked Key, a woman who works for a living and gets legitimate paychecks and handles her own business. But if I ask a motherfucking bitch in the hood with goddamn four kids, she gonna look up to the motherfucking hustling ass bitch that's juicing all these motherfucking D-boys out their motherfucking money and ain't got a motherfucking second fuck all up. She gonna say, that's my motherfucking hero, nigga.
And how can I be like her and get more money than her? So
exactly. So without a doubt, you feel what I'm saying? A lot of this shit is predicated on who the fuck you are and where the fuck you are in your life and what are you doing right now. We'll determine what your mentality is, what you define to be a boss. You feel what I'm saying? What you define to be a boss. Understand what I'm saying? So it does matter. I can't say no plainer than that. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know how to, like, really just sugarcoat it. That is what it is. You know what I'm saying? And some people say, shit, that ain't a motherfucking boss. Not for real. The hell, not to you, maybe. To you, maybe. You know what I'm saying? To some people, they may look at me and say, no, you really a boss. You are, yeah, but nigga, but no. They may say, nigga, fuck that nigga, man. That nigga talking about some shit on the internet, nigga. I don't know that shit, nigga. I'm out here, nigga.
Right.
Fuck you talking. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that music shit, nigga. I'm out here. This nigga got cake. This nigga got cars. He got his own crib. He out here blowing 5 stacks at the strip club every weekend, nigga. Fuck if he ain't the boss then. Who told you that? Know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's exactly what the fuck they gonna say. You ain't gonna be able to convince them no different, and neither am I. Because we not doing what they doing daily. Period, point blank. All right. Next question. I'm going to Michigan Girl. Real quick, homie.
Yeah.
Boss chick. What's your definition of a boss chick?
Boss chick. Kind of like what your boy Mike said. That's pretty much what I consider a boss chick. Now, the first thing I think of about a chick to go around talking about she a boss, I'm gonna tell you right now. I say she just one of them gutter chicks. That's what I think. First time if I hear a chick say something like that.
She's a gutter chick.
But yeah, some grimy bra from the hood or something like that. That's the first thing I think of if I hear a bra think of herself or just say something out loud that's what she is. That's what I think.
You think she hood? You think she gonna be in the VIP with a black and mild?
Period.
There's so many girls that smoke black and mild gonna be mad about that.
Drinking her two steps. For real.
Yeah, I think that I think it was already said that bosses don't necessarily go around saying they're a boss. You feel me? I don't even refer it. I don't even say it a lot of my music. You know what I'm saying? I don't even refer to myself as a boss. Not hardly ever. I know I have. I won't say I haven't because I know I have. But it's very rare in between. And it's still just, you know, whatever. It is what it is. And I've had more people call me boss than I have referred to myself as boss. You feel what I'm saying? So that is what it is with me. See, my thing is, it's hard for me to call myself a boss when I know so many people that's doing what I'm doing that's at a higher level than me. So it's like some people look at me and say, shit, you doing it, man. You got your own company. You doing your own thing, whatever. And they not even where I'm at, and they want to be doing this. But I'm looking at people all the time because I'm out here in the industry in Atlanta all the time, and they're doing way more than me. So I'm looking at them like, shit, I got a hell of a lot of more work to do. But then again, you know, like I said, it's everything is predicated from your vantage point. But that's why I had the show, because some people are just using the word. But like I said, we can't sit here from our vantage point, people who necessarily we ain't really fucking with the work no more, nothing like that right there. We kind of chilling off that, and we letting that be that. But people who out here in the hood and projects every motherfucking day, living amongst the grind daily, what they consider boss, we can say what we want to say, but they're going to say what the fuck they want to say. And their opinion going to probably be totally different from everything we think about. You feel me? That right, scenario exactly. That I saw that chick, they might be like, shit, nigga, y'all some motherfucking bougie-ass, hating-ass motherfucker. Shit, that is a boss bitch. That bitch getting how she lives. She don't need these motherfucking niggas out here for nothing, nigga. Fuck these motherfucking niggas. Shit, I got my own, bitch. Yeah, uh-huh. You know that hoe. And yeah. I say hoe relative. I may not necessarily mean whore. Now, so much to cover. So much to cover. Stand by, T. Lewis. Thanks for calling the show. Again, yeah. This is for Game of Thrones. All right. Michigan girl, what it do?
What's up? What's going on?
What's going on, baby? Thanks for calling the show. 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. ShaneIsEntertainment.com/K100radio. Check us out on iTunes, up under the iTunes store, up under the podcast section. Follow us on Twitter at K100_radio and me at Blizzum. Shouts out to everybody that's on the phone lines and shouts out to everybody listening to the podcast, the replay, or whatever. I salute you. I don't know if you're a boss, though. We'll find out what Michigan Girl thinks. So, Michigan Girl, tell me, what is a boss to you? What's your idea of a boss?
Somebody that handles their business is not necessarily about money. I will agree with Key. You got to have, you know, it's a attitude, the way you carry yourself, and you don't have to be going around announcing, I'm a boss, I'm a boss, I'm a boss. You know, if you really a boss, people going to see it. They're going to see, you know, you making moves or you taking care of whatever, you holding, you know, your family down, whatever the case may be. But it's not always about money.
Sometimes people say, if like in my industry, they say, if you the person that's out here handling your business yourself, you ain't really a boss because you don't have nobody up under you. If I go, like right now, I'm going to tell you like right now, I'm going to give you a perfect example of how fucked up my industry is. This is my personal industry, and I'm pretty sure the other people that's listening on the line or whatever can relate. If sometimes people say that just because I may be out passing out flyers for my business, promoting my motherfucking business and my cause, promoting my radio show and my album, since I'm out here with my own shit on Front Street saying, yo, check me out, check my establishment out, check my show out, check my CD out, whatever, that I'm not a boss because I don't have a quote-unquote huge campaign and I don't got, you know, 10 chicks with my shirt on, with some short shorts, you feel me, passing it out for me. You feel what I'm saying? They're saying, I'm not necessarily a boss yet. I'm still grinding. That's the mentality of the music industry. You feel me? If I'm doing it myself still, if I'm out here promoting myself still, you feel me? Because, I mean, at the end of the day, if I'm somewhere and I can just do it myself and it's only going to take me, you know, a couple minutes to pass this stuff out or whatever, and it is what it is, I don't mind doing it. It's my fucking shit. It's my cause. Why would I not? Why would I have a problem with doing it? But some people even sit so far and say if you're doing that shit, you ain't no boss yet because you ain't even got nobody to do that for you yet. You ain't got nobody to pass out flyers for you yet. I do. I could have somebody do it, but I'm here. And they're not here right now, and, you know, maybe they can't come today. And I'm doing it myself. What the fuck is the problem? But it's funny how sometimes I'll see some people at some events where we're both chilling in the VIP together, and we know we both up here where you got to know somebody to get up here in this section. And then the next time they see me, I may be passing out, putting my flyers on the table, and they say, well, now, damn, he done went from a boss to a worker. Well, I mean, it's my motherfucking business. It's a lot of little crazy petty things
that people just look at and turn stuff like that.
That's
just people just having, and maybe that's just your industry, but to me, that's just a fucked up mentality because every boss that started their own company, if they started a small business and it grew into something else, they was the worker, the owner. They took orders. They was on the phone. Well, unless you just was born into money and you just had enough money to go out and hire a full force to start a company, when you start a business, you are everything to that business. You may have one or two faithful people that can help you out, but you own it. You promote it, you taking orders, you cooking. Like, if you start your own catering company, you advertising, you cooking, you selling yourself, you trying to build your brand, your business, so that makes you not a boss. How the hell that happened?
All you're doing is promoting yourself. You know that commercial? Has anybody ever seen? You can see that commercial where it's like the one guy named Dave, and he's doing all the different jobs, and he's walking
exactly.
by. He's like, Dave,
he
what's up, bro?
Hi, Dave.
Yeah, you
exactly.
see the commercial?
Doing everything.
Right.
Yeah,
so it's kind of like that right there with me. You feel me with Chainless? You know what I'm saying? I wear a lot of hats because I can't necessarily afford to pay people to do it, and I don't really have to because I actually know how to do it myself with a lot of the stuff. Now, some stuff I do have to contract out, and when it gets to the point where I have to pay for it, I pay for it. It's an expense I have to pay for. You feel what I'm saying? I can produce, but I don't produce every track on my album because you can't do that because, you know, I need other different kind of sounds, so I have to get tracks from other producers too, even though I know how to produce. You know, so sometimes I have people passing my stuff up for me, and sometimes I don't. You know, it all depends on the situation. Where it's at? How quick did I know about the event? Could I round up the crew in time? People have jobs and shit. Since I'm not paying them a salary, then they got to provide for their family, where, and they may have to work. Whatever. You feel what I'm saying? But that doesn't necessarily take away from what I've got going on in my establishment and what I have going on established so far. But I'm just telling you, from an industry standpoint, you see people who take that stance. When they see you out here doing those kind of things for yourself, they feel like, oh, you can't be a boss because you're passing out your own flyers or you're passing out your own CDs. You feel what I'm saying? They actually...
I feel what you're saying, but to me, like I said, that's just silly. If they knew anything about building a business, building a brand, then you would know. I mean, Puffy, Diddy, whatever the hell he go by now, he used to get out there and hustle. Before he started Bad Boy, he was an A&R rep. He built his stuff up. You think he had the money to just hire a whole Bad Boy staff when he first started? No, he was out there doing the same thing, passing out CDs, passing out flyers. Yeah, so now people look at him and say, oh, yeah, he a boss. But he had the initiative and he had, you know, to go out and start it, and he was out there promoting himself. So, I mean, what? I don't understand why people feel like just because, oh, you passing out flyers and it's your company, you can't pay somebody, you're not a boss. You handling your business, you promoting your brand or whatever, you promoting yourself or taking care of your business, then you a boss. If you taking care and you stand behind what you're doing and you putting it out there and you handling your business, then that makes you a boss.
Okay, what about a boss chick? What makes a boss chick?
I mean, the same thing. If you taking care of yourself, your responsibilities, your kids, if you got them, you handling your business, then that makes you a boss chick or whatever. I ain't going to say, you know, because I still have issue with that B word.
Well,
you know, some chicks do it.
You don't have to be called bitch. You don't have your homegirls call you, what's up, bitch? Oh, bitch, you tripping.
No, I don't really play like that.
Okay.
I'm from up north where that's still big. There's still fight words. What?
Whoa. It's not up north. No, it's not. That's
I'm just saying. When I didn't start hearing that, and it may have migrated because, you know, I don't go home that often, but when I didn't start hearing chicks calling each other bitch playful until I moved to the South 6 years ago. I had never heard that up north. When you say bitch, oh, you ready to fight. We didn't play like that up north, so that's what I'm saying. I didn't start hearing that till I moved to the South now. It may have changed and migrated on up there, but I didn't hear it until like 6 years ago when I moved to the South.
Okay, so the scenario that I laid out about the hood, did you hear what I just said when I said it's chicks in the hood?
Yeah, I heard what you said about chicks in the hood and them. No, if you a gold digger, you not a boss chick, boss whatever you want to call yourself. You a gold digger. You selling yourself. You sucking dick. Whatever you do it to get a man to give you money. Now, if that's what you want to do, and you can parlay that into your own business and you start making your own money and you not sucking dick no more, then maybe I might call you a boss chick because, you know, you handling your own business, you just started something, you know, you doing your thing. But as long as you out there either laying up, opening your legs, trying to get a baby so you can get money, or sucking dick, selling your body, whatever, or just kind of niggas out of money, no, I'm not going to call you a boss. And if you call yourself one, that's fine, but I don't consider you one.
All right, girl. A lot of people call themselves bosses that other people don't consider them bosses. You feel what I'm saying? I know it's a whole bunch of people that probably like, shit, it ain't no motherfucker. I feel like I'm a boss. I'm not a super boss. I'm not a baller. I'm not balling. I never say I'm balling, you know, or I'm just, you know, I never say stuff like that. But do I feel like I'm a boss? Absolutely. Because I've been doing
and really,
it.
And really, when you're a boss, you don't have to announce.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
I feel like
these
that.
Chicks that run around here, oh, I'm a boss chick, I'm a boss bitch. Really, no, you trying to convince yourself and other people, because if you really was a boss and you was making moves like that, you don't have to announce it. It's just going to be seen. It's going to be known. You don't have to announce it, and you don't have to try to convince people that you're a boss.
All right, absolutely.
And that goes for male or female.
Yeah, well, say that to the people.
Hey.
Tell it to the people. I don't know. Hold on. The homie Layla wanted to say something else. Layla, what's happening?
Oh, what's up with your homie?
Yeah, I see you hit the number one again. You got something else you wanted to add to it? What you feel about what I just said about the hood? When I just said niggas in the hood will give a nigga a boss status over somebody like me who's got a legitimate business going on just because they out here in the ground with this nigga in the trenches with him, and they gonna give him. You said crackheads can be bosses, so they gonna give whoever they see out here getting how they live a certain kind of way boss status quicker than other people who not even living that life. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, you know, a real boss don't even give a fuck about what other people think about them or who else is the boss. A real boss don't even give a fuck. I don't give a fuck if they think I'm the boss or not. I know what I am. You know what I'm saying? Fuck them. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get you to buy this shit right here. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck if you think I'm the boss or not. You know what I mean? That's your opinion. You know, but I did want to say something about the gold diggers. There's no possible way a gold digger can be a boss, and I'm gonna tell you why. A gold digger is jugging at the dude, you know, to get some red bottoms or a Gucci purse, get your rent paid, get your car. But in the back of the dude's mind, she don't even realize the dude is like, oh, bitch, that's all you want? That's all I like to do is buy you some red bottoms and pay your rent? That's all you want? So you can be some eye candy on my arm? So I can fuck the shit out you? So I can ride around with you in the passenger seat of my car? That's all you want? Cool. They ain't doing it. They're renting her.
Right.
They're renting these bitches, man. Nigga know she gold digger, but she ain't digging for gold. The bitch digging for silver. She ain't getting nothing. A bitch is digging for gold, gonna get the house. You know what I'm saying? She gonna get the nigga to start her business or something. You know what I'm saying? That's a true real boss gold digger, but there ain't no true real gold diggers out there like that. These niggas just want to hang around, man. You know what I mean? Fuck, man. Like I said, a boss gonna give a fuck anyway. A boss gonna do what the fuck he wanna do. When he wanna do it, how he want to do it, and who he
want to
do it with.
Okay, then. All right, stand by. We got another call on the line. 267, what's popping? You on K100?
What's up?
What's going on? Who's this?
Melinda.
What's going on? Thanks for calling the show. Appreciate it. What's your definition of a boss? What is a boss to you? What makes somebody a boss to you?
Well, somebody who's attractive and have a lot of money.
Whoa, 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 whoa. I knew it was coming, y'all. Didn't I tell y'all? Somebody's gonna say it. So basically, what makes a person a boss to you is attractiveness and money, and that's it.
Yep.
Why is that to you? They don't even have to really own shit or have a mentality of ownership or anything like that. They're just attractive and money, and that's pretty much all you need to be a boss. You can't be a boss without that, huh?
Well, it depends on who you are. See, if you come across somebody who's been played in their life, such as myself, and they're tired of getting the short end of the deal, and somebody come across claiming that they got money, which they don't, obviously, they want to check the check job, and they ugly as shit, you're not a boss. A boss is somebody who can pretty much lead the people, someone who knows how to make money from all areas of life. He prospered either way. Even if you try to shut his shit down, he got another plan to get money, and he the fucking boss. He the boss, he attractive, everybody likes him, everybody on his heels. He the fucking boss.
So, I told you, where you, real quick, tell the people where you from. Where you living at? Where you from?
Philadelphia.
You know, Philly, you know, on K100, I gotta say this. I've never really been to Philly. I've driven through Philly, but I never really just posted up in Philly. But every time somebody from Philly called my show, we'd be at odds with what the hell we're talking about. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if it's a Philly mentality. I don't know, man. Philly might just be that kind of I may have to just come to Philly and just chill, you feel me? And just really see how niggas operate in Philly. Because there's always somebody in Philly who never is off center of what everybody else says on the fucking show. Basically, everybody else so far on the show has totally just not said pretty much the opposite of what you just said. And this is the thing. A lot of people have said, you know, we've had people on here that who said you can have all the money in the world and not be a boss. Having money doesn't necessarily make you a boss. Definitely good looks. You know, I mean, you could be an ugly motherfucker and be a boss. You don't have to. I mean, well, I don't even understand how looks even comes into the equation of being a boss. Anyway whatsoever. I don't even know how that even matters at all when it comes to being a boss. That's totally just, I don't know, that's so far left. I don't even know what to say to that part. I can't even begin to tell you how that doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever.
You ever heard of the term bad bitch? You know what a bad bitch
is,
right?
We've been talking about chicks already. We've already had at least 8 people, and we've already examined and cross-examined what the fuck make a bitch a boss bitch already. You feel me? And if I wish you would have been on the phone line.
What's a boss bitch?
I don't know. You tell me, because I already know what I feel all right, is.
All right.
I tell you right now. I don't give a fuck how fine you are. Bitch, if the only money you getting is by being a gold digging bitch, by juicing niggas out their motherfucking money, or you living on Section 8, or you live on Section 8, or you getting child support money, that's the only motherfucking way you got them getting money, taking care of your motherfucking self. You ain't got no ownership and nothing, bitch. I don't give a fuck how fine you is, how many niggas you trick. You ain't no boss bitch. You just not to me. I don't give a fuck. You just can't convince me. There's no changing my mind on it. And that was kind of a general consensus on the show tonight, until you came in. Now you come in and you telling me it's all about how much money you getting and how good you look, which means the gold digging bitches are automatically, if it's a gold digging bitch and she out hustling up her motherfucking money, hustling niggas out their motherfucking money, and she a bad bitch and she step into the club in her red bottoms and she fly every time she step out. She a bad, she's a boss bitch.
Got it.
That's a boss bitch.
You got it.
Do you live in the projects?
It.
Do you live
yes,
in the projects?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. My whole theory about everything that I said on the show is 100% proof. You don't even realize how much you just proved my whole point. I'm glad.
I know.
And I'm not. This is not a diss to you. This is just the reality of life that we live in. This is what I said. And this is why I had to ask you that question. And I didn't want to just put it out there. Like, I mean, there's nothing wrong with living in the projects. I lived in the projects at one point in my life too, myself, and I still got a lot of family members that I love. I go to home, when I go home, I still go visit them in the projects and everything else. So it's not that I don't know anything about the projects and like I'm some kind of sedity ass suburban nigga. It's not that. Although I live in the burbs now, but still, I don't live in the motherfucking $1 million mansion either. You feel what I'm saying? But this is the point. Okay. I said earlier that mentality that the people would determine what a boss is based on what they're doing right now and where they're living in their life right now. So for somebody who's living in that particular life right now, who's living in the projects, and they just see whoever out here getting money. If this is a nigga who living in the projects and in the hood, and everybody sees this nigga in the hood, he riding good, he always fly in the club, he's got all the nice chicks, he got the bad bitches, whatever, he got the power in the hood, everybody fuck with him, won't nobody even touch this nigga because they know he got firearms on the goons on deck or whatever. They will sit here and they will look at that guy and say that dude is a boss. You feel me? And you have other people who say, doesn't matter what kind of status he got in the hood or whatever, because that same nigga, if he a D-boy, his house is predicated and built on a stack of cars, which means he's one RICO indictment or one nigga who turned snitch nigga away from all that shit being snatched away from his ass, period, point blank. So he can be a boss, but he's a temporary boss because it's so easy for his dick of cars to get thumped over by any little motherfucking thing. You feel what I'm saying? And so people on the show basically tonight said that nigga is not really a boss. He's just out here grinding. He getting money. He got, you know, it's his. He grinding. He hustling. But he's not necessarily a boss because his shit, he ain't own shit. You feel me? His shit ain't predicated. And then you said looks. I don't even know what the fuck looks had to do with anything whatsoever. But to bring it all back full fold, I said that people in the projects are going to look at this person like he's a boss because they out here every day living in the struggle, and they out here in the projects, and they see this nigga out here getting it. That's all they see. They don't see the businessman around here trying to handle business and trying to do a startup business and all that. All they see
you
is
know
the hood
why?
Shit. You feel
you
what
know
I'm
why?
Saying?
Why? Because the businessman is that motherfucker that's always trying to hit your draws and not give up no motherfucking moolah. Now, I'm trying to get money. Now, ain't no damn way I'm giving up my draws for free. It's just not going to work like that.
A pussy for a living. Are you a whore? Simple question. Yes or no?
Say that again.
Are you a whore? Do you sell your body for money?
I have to. I have to do what I have to do.
So you're a prostitute?
I have to survive.
Okay. Well, then that totally changes everything about this whole conversation. I can't see if then the fact that you actually admitted it the way I said it, that means that's really what you do. So your whole mentality is skewed period, point blank. There's nothing I can say to you there's nothing I'm going to be able to convince you of outside of what you think because of what you're doing with your life right now. And that's what I told everybody on the show earlier. Whatever you got going on in your life, this is all relative to who the fuck you are, where you from, and what you got going on. Now, you're the only person on this show tonight that has taken a stand that you've taken about the guys and the females. You're the only one. But then again, you're a prostitute and you're living in the projects. What mentality, what stance do people realistically expect for you to take? You're going to take the mentality that you took and you're going to say what you said because that's what you're doing. That's where you're living. You're getting how you live. You out here like that. So I'm not, it's not even for me to judge you. Frankly, it makes more sense, your answer, because you just told me that. Your answer totally makes sense now. Because at first I was just gunshot. I'm like, that shit is just utterly retarded. But taking into consideration that you're pretty much a prostitute and you live in the projects, well, then that changes everything.
I mean, the government doesn't tax prostitution. I mean, they prefer you to buy a $300 certification, but that's it. They don't tax it. It ain't like you could go to Jackson Hewitt and say, I suck dick for a living and I need this back on my taxes. I mean, they allow it, too. They don't really give a fuck. If you fuck for money, you got to make a living. They ain't like they now locking bitches up. Then now they getting motherfuckers from over in Mexico and bringing them over here as sex trafficking, and now that's legal.
Okay. Well, I just want to say that I don't agree with you. I don't agree at all with what you said, but I understand why you feel how you feel. You feel what I'm saying? I can't sit here and realistically make an argument about what you said. I don't agree with it totally, and I'm pretty sure most of the people that's on the show don't agree with it. But at the end of the fucking day, they're not living the life that you live. So I can't...
Nope.
I can't necessarily say that you're right. You're right from your vantage point. I don't know if I'm saying you. I can understand your mentality and your take on it from your vantage point. You feel me? I can understand it. Hold on real quick. I got Blessed Child. He's hitting the line real quick. I'm gonna leave your mic open though. Blessed Child, what's up?
Yeah, leave her mic open, man. Like I said, I'm from Jersey. I know about those Philly chicks, man. You feel me? And everything she said is bullshit. Cause it basically is. You got a lot of footage tickets. Yeah, straight up hoes, man. I feel like I've been there. You know, I've been there. You got a lot of footage tickets. They feel like they hoes, but they feel like they're better than anybody else. You got better than anybody else. Not if you're showing your body.
You need to tell those bitches in the strip club that because they got this whole ego. They got this whole ego. Like, they the shit. So I know where you're coming from. These bitches strip and they shake their fucking asses in clubs and they think they the shit because they don't have nothing wrong with their body. But in the reality, they don't see the men like you who are looking at these bitches and judging them because you know what? They think because they getting y'all money, they on top of the world. But you know what? Everything that's always good got to come to a fucking end. So, yeah. Shout out to my bitches in the strip club. Shout out to my bitches in Club Onyx.
I don't shout out. People like that. I shout out people that have strip clubs that pay their tuition to go to school.
You know what? Those very bitches who pay their tuitions to go to school is the same bitches who is ready to throw down and suck your man's dick. A quick
but
fuck.
You say it's all about, look, I guarantee you.
It is. It's a man's world. I'm just a squirrel trying to get a nut. So it ain't like I can survive in this world. I mean, it ain't like I got the faith to be a boss bitch. I never said I was a boss bitch. All I'm saying is I'm not good enough to be somebody's wife, so I got to fuck for money.
You made an ugly motherfucker with money that can take care of you and make your life better. It'll be ugly as fuck. I guarantee that you go to him.
See, that's the thing about it. He's not a boss. A, he's ugly. He's trying to buy me into a relationship. That's not going to work. That's not going to work.
I want someone
who somebody could be proud of. If a man could walk around here with a Spanish bitch and then trope this bitch around like a trophy wife and all his bulls love her, and she good enough to be his wife because she's beautiful, he a boss, right? She a boss because he chose her because of the way she looked.
You sound dumb as hell right now.
But you know what? I'm quite smart.
You fuck for the money, so the ugly motherfucker.
Okay.
That's an ugly motherfucker with mad money came to see you like, look, I'm going to wipe you up.
He not offering shit. He ain't offering shit I want besides money. And I'm not about to sit up here and fuck some ugly, fat-ass old motherfucker for the rest of my life because of money. I'd rather just fuck him, take the money, and bounce.
All right, stand by. Bless child.
That's the kind of person you are.
Right. Bless child. Bless child. Hold on, though, but I'm going to keep my mic on. I got to let, because everybody's lighting up my switchboard now. They want to obviously talk. They want to talk to the girl from Philly. Let me give them the floor. I'm going to open up Glenwood Lalo next, and I see Twinks on deck. LL, is this you?
Yeah, that's me. Whoa.
Okay.
I'm like, whoa. Maybe I'm hearing things wrong. Did
okay.
you just say to the chick from Philly, did she just say that she's not good enough to be somebody's wifey, so she does what she does?
Yep.
Did I hear that correctly?
It's been shoved down my throat my whole life. I am not a winner.
Little girl, you one, first and foremost, if you are living and breathing, and you obviously are because I'm talking to you, you are good enough to be anything you want to be. It's not about what somebody tells you you are. It's about who you, how you feel you are. If you are, let me tell you something. It don't matter what you're doing right now. What you're doing with your life right now, it does not matter. It does not matter what you've done with your life in the past. It does not matter. Anything that you do, nobody can do it like you because you are unique. There is nobody that's made exactly like you. So if you've done things in your past that you're ashamed of, or if you're doing things right now that you're not so proud of, if you feel like you're living to somebody else's standards and those standards were you were never good enough, guess what you are? You are. And you have to believe that in yourself first before you're ever going to get past the point that you are at right now. I cannot believe that hurt me to my heart, like, seriously. To hear that, how old are you? Hello?
It don't even matter. It don't matter.
It does.
You're right.
It does not matter. It does not matter how old you are. It does not matter what you're doing. It does not matter where you live. And it does not matter any of that. It does not matter how you look. You have, I don't know you. I don't even know you. But there is so much more for you out there. And you can have it. All you have to do is stop for 1 second, look at yourself in the mirror and say, whatever I'm doing right now, I'm better than this, and I can have better. Like, this is like, blism.
That's why I'm kind of letting you have the floor, and so we're getting so close. I wish, I don't know, stand by, L, because I got so many people that want to, I guess, talk
ahead,
to the sister. Hold on real quick. And Lalo. Lalo.
What's happening, man?
Go ahead, homie. What
hey,
you
man, listen, LL, you know, I feel you where you're coming from. You're trying to preach and teach the girl, but you got to understand, you know, it's a lot of people that's out there that their surroundings is what make them think the way they think. You know what I'm saying? So you can't really fault her. She don't know no bosses around there. You know, not no real bosses. Ain't nobody really pull her to the side and guided her in the right direction. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, the people that are surrounding her in the area that she's living in, this is the way everybody around there thinks. This is the way everybody that she's been trained to think that way. You know what I mean? So you can't really fault her. All you can do is try to guide her, and you can't do it in one conversation on K100 radio. You know what I'm saying? Somebody has to really go down there and pull her. She needs to travel. She needs to see what's going on in the real world, because Philly is not the real world. It's the real world in that area. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no bosses over there. So she don't really know what a boss is. For her even say that a boss has money and is cute. Okay, no, that sounds like your daily trick. That's what that sounds like. That ain't no boss. That's just a trick. The next trick who dick you finna suck. That's what that is. You know what I'm saying?
Is my mic on?
She's been trusting.
Hello?
Yes.
She,
yes.
Yeah, your mic's on.
LL mic is on and Linda's. Go ahead.
But, baby, can I say something right quick? Let me say something, because when I tell y'all that hurt my heart to hear her say that, I am in tears over here. K100 can tell her. K100 can tell her that she is better than what she is seeing in her society. All it takes is for us to tell her that. We cannot continue to let women go around thinking that they're nothing. And all it takes is that voice. And we have enough voices on K100 to tell her that she is better than her surroundings. It's what she's been told. It is what she's been told. And you take a group of people that don't know her, from the man on the moon, to have enough faith in her to say, baby girl, you better, and you can do better, and you can be better. That's when it means the most, because your family can tell you you ain't shit, and they know you.
and you would take that. People, strangers on the street can tell you you ain't shit, and you would take that. But you know what? It means it's so much powerful when it comes from people who don't even know you to take that stance and say you can be better than what you are.
What's baby girl name, Blizzle?
Linda, I think. Right? She still, your mic is still open. Her mic is still open.
Linda.
She's still online.
Linda. Let me ask you a question. How many people have told you the same thing that LL have just told you? People that you didn't know. How many times have you heard that?
Heard what exactly?
What she just said.
That you can be better than what you are, because there is no reason, if you are living and breathing, there is no reason for you to walk around thinking that you ain't good enough to be somebody's wife. Better than that, that you ain't good enough just for yourself. Because first and foremost, you have to be good enough for yourself.
How many times have you heard that?
Right, that's a good question. Has anyone basically given you the similar message and said these things to you? I'm running in overtime, ladies and gentlemen. So if you're on the phone lines and you want to continue the show, the show's basically dead live. So make sure you're somewhere where your phone won't cut off or you won't be able to continue listening to this program. But I can't in good conscience shut the conversation off right now. But we are done streaming live. But if you're on the phone lines, there's about 15 people on the phone lines. You guys just make sure you're somewhere where your phone won't get disconnected, or, you know, I can't dial you back into the show after 10 p.m. But basically, then the question is posed, how many times have you heard someone try to tell you, like, look, baby girl, you're better than that. You're better than this mentality that you have, that you're not good enough to be anyone's wife, and all you're going to be is a trick. How many times has someone tried to tell you that is the question?
Not a lot of people.
Okay.
But you have heard it.
No, not in my life.
Okay, you haven't heard it. So now is the time to start listening, because you got people out there that don't even know you that care about you. And you need to start listening, because it's a bigger world out there. Then trust me, listen, I know where you're coming, because I done been a pimp. I done been out in the streets. I done been on Stewart Avenue. I used to be up in Nicky's with seven bitches. I done did all that. I know exactly where you're coming from. I know how to get into those women's minds and manipulate them to do what the fuck I wanted them to do. I knew that.
Linda, do you want better? Do you want better, or do you just want to live as you live? Do you dream of one day not living the way you live?
I think that's every girl's dream. The dream.
And you know what? It is. It's every girl's dream. And you know, you can have that, though.
It's too late for me.
What's stopping you from having it? What do you mean it's too late?
It's too late for
me. You're not dead. If you're breathing. Okay, let me calm down for a second. I am like, my goodness.
If you're breathing, you can change it.
She needs to get away from where she is. She needs to get away.
I don't have any money. I'm fucking stuck here.
She don't need money. The process, her getting away process is going to start in your getting away process is going to start in your mind.
Yeah.
If you feel like you first have to think it, you first have to think that you're better. And then you will start to live like you're better, because everything starts with a thought. You think it and then you act. And anything that any of us on this phone line do, it starts with a thought. Because there's no way we can just act. No, our bodies don't work like that. Our brains tell our limbs what to do. We think it and then we act. So your first process in getting out of that prison that you're in is to start to think and believe that you're better.
Absolutely.
And by doing that, you are not going to be able to continue to live the lifestyle that you live. And I don't want you to just think it. I'm telling you because you are here and you are breathing that you are better. If you don't like that situation, you can get out. Just think of a way to do so.
All right,
Linda, do you do drugs? Do you do any drugs, Linda?
I wish I have right now at this point.
She's very strong-minded.
You can get away from all of that.
Yeah.
If you want to, if you're not happy where you're at, baby girl, you can get away from it. But it's all gonna start in your mind. Think that you start to think that you're better. You don't
I'm telling you, you're better. You're better. You're better than where you're at because you have an issue with being where you're at.
The reason
people who are not better than their situation, people who are not better than their situation.
They don't really want
to
help me.
No, no. People who are not better than their situation, they don't want to get out of their situation. People who are better than their situation, they have those dreams of getting out. So you are better. You're going to get out. You just first have to start thinking. And it doesn't matter. Stop, first of all, thinking about what people want from you. It's not about what they want from you. It's about what you want from yourself. And if you're dreaming of being better, then you can have that for yourself. Everybody else don't matter. It does not matter. If you have kids, there's help for you to take care of those kids. If you're by yourself and you feel like your environment is not good for you, there are services, there are programs. Start to think better, and you will start to figure out a way to live better. I guarantee it.
All right, let me, because I got other people that's been trying to. I guess they want to talk to Linda too. Hold on, Elle and Laylo. Let me go back to see Michigan girl. Did you want to say something? Then I'm opening up Twink's line.
I mean, I'm just. Like, I'm with LL. I mean, it really hurt me to hear her say that. I mean, I don't know what you've been through. But everybody's been through something. But, I mean, seriously, you need to get your self-esteem up. You deserve better. I mean, for you to say that you feel like you don't deserve or you're not good enough to be somebody's wife, why not? I mean, you're a woman. You're here. You know, you deserve everything that you want, and all you have to do is start saying, okay, I want better. I'm going to do better. And start, like Elle said, you have to think it, and then you start making changes. I mean, I don't know if you have kids, but do you want better for your kids if you have them?
My kids they already have better for themselves.
I mean, but don't you want to be an example for them? I mean.
Even if I was, I can't.
Why can't you? I mean, I don't understand why you can't.
Because apparently, the government does not think I'm fit to be a mother.
So your kids have been taken from you.
So you don't have your kids.
Okay.
Nope. But if you start making changes and you change your lifestyle and you change it, then you can get your kids back.
And why would I want to do that?
Why? Well, hey.
Why? I mean, they're your kids.
Number
one, Do you not love them?
That's a good question. Do you love your kids? The
court doesn't seem to think I do.
I'm asking you, do you love your kids? Do you love yourself enough? I mean, do you love yourself and do you love your kids? Because nobody else is going to love your kids the way you are going to love them if you love them. But if you don't love yourself, then you really can't love anybody else, your kids included.
Exactly.
But so
I don't love myself. I don't think about myself the way other girls think about themselves. I'm different from other girls.
Okay. Hold on. Let me let Twink get her say in, and because I'm running out of time. But let me let Twink get her say in. Go ahead, Twink.
It's nice that all of y'all are supporting this girl. And everything, but I'm going to tell you, like, for real, I've been in her situation to where I was out selling myself to do what I had to do, what I thought needed to be done, to the point where I didn't like myself, which is part of the reason why I tried to kill myself on more than one occasion. I was at the point where I was prostituting for other people. I mean, I've been through a lot of shit. Like, there's a point when I didn't think I was good enough for anybody because I was raped when I was little. And I was like, well, fuck it, this is how it's going to be, so sex is what it is. It wasn't nothing. So having people to tell you, oh, yeah, you're better, that sounds nice. It might help. But until you start thinking for yourself, like, until you get it in your head and you see that there's other things out there, it's not going to matter what K100 is telling her. Like, she can hear it all day. 100 million people can tell her that. Until she wants to do better, it took me failing not once, not twice, but three times to end my own life for me to start saying I need to do better. And this was after I had kids. It took something that drastic for me to go, well, fuck it, there's something better for myself out there, clearly. It's going to take her hitting a fucking wall for you to realize that you can do better. I hope you the best in everything that you're doing. I really do. And hopefully we don't hear about you on the news for whatever it is, because shit gets real. Niggas is niggas, you feel me? Like, you gonna run into some rough-ass motherfuckers. Lucky for me, I had my family that moved me out of Baltimore, which ain't all that great either. I mean, but if you want better for yourself, like you just said, the only one that can give you better is you. You can't wait for somebody else to do it. You can't at all.
Right, exactly. Stand by, Sweet. What I will say to you, Linda, is, and I have to log off now. I'm running over. But what I will say is nothing that probably pretty much everyone on the phone has reiterated to you already, especially LL, was driving the point home. And also, Muhammad Glenwood Laylow had some really valid points, you feel me, about people that's in that situation and people that's in that environment. That, before you even called into the show, you didn't even hear me, but I said, you know, depending on where you're from and what you're doing with your life right now and your mentality, your definition of a boss is going to be skewed. And it just so happened that you happened to call this show and basically validate that, you know, and gave some real validity to what I was saying, but on a whole higher level. You know what I'm saying? And what you said, you feel me, at first I was like, yeah, you know, joking. But then it took a more serious turn, you know, for someone to say that, you know, begs so many self-esteem issues, you know, that I'm not even medically trained enough to even tell you what's really going on in your mentality. And I don't even know if anyone is qualified to do that. They have people who have to go get degrees in psychology for such a task. But I will say this to you. It all starts with you and your mentality. Now, some people in life, you know, just don't want more. It is what it is. And I can't tell you what to do with your life. It's yours. I can only suggest and advise you, just like other people have. But at the end of the day, you have to make the choice yourself and take it upon yourself to change your situation and change your environment. With that being said, I want to make sure that you understand that the system taking your kids, it was not because the system said that you're not a valid person and they just deemed it without cause. It's very difficult for someone to take kids from a mother without some real strong evidence. So that's not the system. That's a Linda issue. The fact that you're having the mentality that you have right now, it's a Linda issue. I know sometimes maybe you were molested and something happened to you as a child that made you feel like men only want you for your body and men only want to treat you like a piece of meat and you're not good enough to be anyone's wife. I don't know what tragic incident happened to you to make you get that way, because I know most people don't just come out that way. Something happens to make them get that mentality.
So you're saying that every man that ever came in contact with was never touched as a child or abused. It has to be the female.
No. I didn't say that. No. No, I'm just saying. I don't know what happened to you personally to make you come up with the idea in your brain that you're not good enough to have a better life than what you're having right now. I don't know what made you believe that. Even when I'm not having a shabby life right now, but I feel like I can do better than what I'm doing right now. And I'm not living how you're living, but I still feel like I can do better than what I am even doing right now. I strive within myself to want to do better. I want to have better. And so it sounds to me as though you've given up on even having a better life, which is you can never go to another step in another area in life until you first believe within yourself, like LL and so many people told you, that you can believe that you can A, do it, and even before that, you have to believe that you have to want that. Like, it sounds like you don't even want to live better from what I'm hearing.
That's not my decision. It seems like the media and every damn man around here who's superficial likes to keep people in their place. They don't want anything but a red bone video vixen.
Who said that?
You mean what does that to people or men that makes them think that they can go around here?
Who said that everybody, that's what everybody wants? Do you know, do you
that's
sometimes
what every
just,
man wants.
That's just totally, that's so untrue, and I know that you know
I'm
that
not
that's
speaking
untrue.
For old men. I'm not speaking for men that's in their 40s. I don't even date men around that age. I'm talking about men in my age bracket.
Every man in your age bracket doesn't believe that. Do you think every man in your age bracket fucks 20 bitches a weekend and cheats on their girlfriend and beats their ass? Do you believe that every guy is like that? And if you believe that, it has to do if that's all that you see.
All the men I ever met had somebody at home. They two-timing them. They come out and they'll get with uglier girls such as myself, play them, and then go run back home to their girlfriends.
That's those, and this, you're surrounding your guys and you're meeting guys wherever you're meeting them at, and you're dealing with guys who have that mentality because that's where you choose to meet these guys at. You, it, like Lalo said earlier, you're a product. People are in some ways a product of their environment. If only place you ever go looking for is these guys at the same exact places, which is these same fucking hood clubs or these same fucking projects that you're living in, then yeah, it's a great chance. The odds of you meeting that same exact kind of guy in those environments is true. You have to branch out and leave some places in order to find something different sometimes. I had to move away from the hood to find people who felt like the only way to get rich is not selling dope. Because where I was raised, the only people who had money growing up were the dope boys. I had to move somewhere and see a whole community of black people with $200,000 houses in the driveway in Benz's, and nobody sold dope. Everybody was doctors, teachers, or working at a factory or doing something else when I came to Atlanta. I had to leave my small town hood and come to a bigger city and see that, no, people do have money and black people do have nice neighborhoods and communities, and everybody's not a dope boy. I had to move to see that. You have to remove yourself from that in order to realize. But I don't. I can tell you that because I know for a fact that's just not true because I just see it with my own eyes. But you have to see it with your own eyes. But you may never see it with your own eyes if you keep putting yourself in the same situation, in the same environment, dealing with the same kind of people. It's not you. You're right. That's all you might see if you stay in the same place and do the same things.
Well,
that's
I'm
exactly
trying to get out.
Crazy.
I'm trying to get out of here, sweetie. I'm not. It's not like I'm sitting down and waiting for everything to just come back piling up again. I'm not. I just don't know how the hell I'm getting out of here. I've already made arrangements to pretty much ditch the house. I'm getting the hell out of here. Don't think for one second I'm about to sit up here and have people have thoughts of me just not wanting to be anything with myself. The thing is, what though? I don't know what to do.
Well, that's an issue. That's a problem that's not uncommon. I know a whole bunch of people who don't know what they want to do with their life, but they're not prostitutes.
And it gets money. I need money fast. I need fast money. I'm not talking about going to school for 8 years for a degree that's going
to
pay back once
you
start cutting
people
open.
No one said you had to go to school and wait and be broke for 8 years. You can get a regular job. If you don't have your kids, there's nothing stopping you from working.
A regular job is not going to get me what I need.
What is it? What you need or what you want? There's a distinctive difference between the two, baby girl.
I don't think
you understand. You feel me? What you need to do is remove yourself from your environment. And if you don't even have kids to take care of, from what you said, working two jobs is an option. You can work two jobs and afford to move out and get your own apartment somewhere else. Because you don't even
Why
have your
would
kids.
I want to work two jobs when I have girls down here shaking their stinking asses for thousands of dollars a fucking night, maybe over $2,000, and they getting quick money, and they don't do shit with it?
Okay. But listen what I'm saying. I don't care if you move to another city. I'm not knocking strippers. I don't know. I'm not going to sit on here and get on my high horse and say all strippers are whatever. But obviously, you don't understand. You don't understand the concept of whatever it is that you feel like you want, you need or whatever. All you need to do is just have a nice roof over your head. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't. I had a house. I don't care for things such as the things I had before. My options are maxed out. I really don't care about life anymore. I don't care.
That's an even bigger problem. You don't even care.
Why?
If you don't even care,
people have the wrong perception about the American dream. You see, I was rejected from the American dream, and I'm not trying to rebuild it. I've had my dreams of having a perfect man, the kids, the job, the house. It all went straight to hell.
You don't need a man.
I don't want it anymore.
But you don't need a man to be. You don't even need a man to be quote unquote living the quote American dream. You having a good man. Your happiness is not predicated on having a good man. You don't even have to have a husband to have your kids back. You don't need to be married to get your kids back. If you get your life together right now and get a stable living environment for your kids to live in, you think if you come back in front of that court and you tell these people, I'm ready to get my kids back, evaluate me now, look at where I'm at now, look at my environment now, do you think they give a fuck if you have a husband or not? They don't care. So obviously, having a husband and having a good man isn't the necessarily standard for living the quote-unquote American dream. A man does not make you. A woman doesn't make me.
Well, you need to tell that to all these other. You need to tell these to all these women out here who parading around these trophy men who look good, that got money, and they think their lives are sweet as tea.
They think. Keyword. Think. Keyword is think in a statement. That's the key word. They think
that. It seems like everybody is happy with the perfect men around their age bracket who they feel like they don't have to chauffeur a grandpa around. I'm not doing it.
Okay. All right. Well, I got to get ready to go, you know, and I really hope that you call back in to K100, you know. Please call back in because we have a lot of shows, you know what I'm saying, and maybe some of the things that we talk about, you know, we kind of outlandish and we do a lot of things, maybe not necessarily one of the music segments, but call in for one of the segments where we're talking about issues.
I just don't want what everybody else wants. Everybody else wants a job and a house. I don't care. I could live on the fucking streets. I still would never be happy.
Well, you can't. You have to. You're right. You're never going to be happy, Linda. You're never going to be happy no matter what until you get within your mind and yourself that you're happy with the skin that you're in, baby. Until you're happy with the skin you're in, you're right. You're never going to be happy. Nobody else can't even Mr. Perfect. Look, a good looking right now. Good looking guy. Like you said earlier, a boss can't even make you happy right now. You can run into a boss right now, and he can love the hell out of you, but he can't make you happy right now. You know why? Because you're not happy with yourself. You're not happy with the skin that you're in. And until that happens, until you get that mentality and check yourself, then you're going to forever be unhappy. But it has to start within you. Thanks for calling into the show. I really appreciate it, though. But please call back, all right? Take care. So, my show basically ran over, way over. Shouts out to everybody who's still hanging on to the lines. There's quite a few of you guys, but I got to get ready to go. Before I go, man, you know, this episode and anybody listening to the replay on the podcast, you know, whatever, you feel me? I don't know. There are Linda is not someone that I guess people should pick on, you know. I kind of started out picking out on her, but then I realized that she has a far serious, deeper mental issue going on that's not to be trifled with, you know what I'm saying, that she could end up doing a bodily harm to herself over. So at the end of the day, I kind of let it stop joking. That's why I stopped the music and kind of let people really talk to the sister, you know what I'm saying. You know, you can see people really felt that because it's kind of obvious to hear that she's really got some real issues going on. But, you know, she's not alone in the world. Don't get it twisted. She's not the only person that think that. I'm just happy that this platform, you know, was available for at least a couple of people to tell her, you know, you're better than that. Life is better than that. It's bigger than that. I'm grateful for even having the ability to even have a portal for her to even hear the words. Maybe, like she said, maybe no one ever told her that tonight. Maybe they did. Maybe she tuned it out. I don't know. You feel me? I'm not a doctor. I'm not a psychologist. And I don't think anyone on the lines was tonight. But still, you know, there are so many people that listen to, you never know who's listening. That's the thing about radio. You feel me? You never really know who's listening. You know, you can joke and play about a lot of things or whatever, and I do it all the time, but you never really know who's listening. So sometimes when people call in and shit take the course for the serious, we have to roll with the punches here on K100 because at the end of the day, I really would like to know that I made a difference in someone's life at some point doing this. With it, I mean, I feel the same way about my music. So I feel like I hope I say some things to make somebody think sometimes. That's why I don't make the same retarded music over and over about the club and sex and all this kind of stuff. I make songs that have a deeper meaning a lot because I want to touch people's soul, you know. And so we want to do that here at K100, you know what I'm saying? So it's the first time you listen to the show, listen to the podcast, and yeah, that took a real serious turn. But that's not the first time it's happened on K100. It won't be the last. Trust me, we've had fights and we've had, you know, people, you know, get talked down from suicide and a whole bunch of other things here on the show, man. So you guys got to roll with the punches on K100. It is what it is. Sometimes people, you know, really need an outlet. You know, FM radio wouldn't sit on here and let 20 minutes of airtime be ate up trying to help a sister out. But that's what we do here at K100 Internet Radio. You know what I mean? So I really appreciate all you guys calling into the show. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in for episode 246 of K100 Internet Radio. You dig? It was real. It was real. We got some clarity on what a boss is, but as you can well tell at this particular point in the show, a lot of that is predicated on who you're talking to. It really is. And that's pretty much what everything we talk about on the show. It's all opinions, and it's all about who you are, who's asking the questions, and who's answering it. All right? K1 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard, man. Thanks for tuning in to the show. I appreciate it. Salute. I'm out.